Heaven Strangers Watch Tremors. So if you're watching this, I mean, I'm going to have YouTube Live going here, but the main goal is that there's this TikTok app, and it allows me to, like, talk to random-ass people, and we are going to get all the random-ass people who have never seen Tremors before to watch it. So let's fucking find out how this goes. I'm scared. Yeah, like, people will come on, and then if they want to, like, guest request, and they don't know what Tremors is, I'm gonna teach them what Tremors is, and we're gonna have a good time. I don't know what's happening. So nervous, because it's like, oh god, like, because last time I was getting some weird, like, there's some people, like, playing pool. I'm almost sure there was, like, this one girl asking me about TikTok trivia or some shit. Just like, oh, man, what the fuck is going on? So, yeah, now they're notifying people that we're live. And even scarier is the last time I did that whole TikTok, that whole Tremors TikTok. And somebody, like, said I was bullying and harassing at the end. And, like, I did 2.5 hours, and then it cut me off, like, 5 minutes at the end. So we're going to try not to do that. I don't, and, again, it wasn't even bullying and harassing. What was funny was that that person, I think it was, that they called me a cartoon. They were like, what the fuck you doing? Go back to being a cartoon. And I was like, "What? Why are you coming into my live stream and hating it? Just click away, swipe away." So, yeah, if anybody wants to come on here, I will accept every request of interviews. And if I could do that on YouTube, I would do it too. So that way there's a double whammy going on here. So any of you people, you coming in and you're like, hey, like, what the fuck are you doing? Well, I will, we'll talk about it. And I'll tell you. Because Tremors is the greatest monster movie franchise of all time. Here we go. All right. Hello. Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Have you ever watched Tremors? Tremors. Oh, so you're not even English. Oh, damn. That's still fun. But no, the worm movie, the giant worm movie, that they come and eat people. No. See, where? Okay. First of all, where are you from? No. You're good. You're good. Where are you from? I'm in America. What? Sorry. Oh, hello. How goes it?
Hello.
Fight the good fight. Yeah, man. Rise up. Fuck you, Putin. But, you never watched Tremors? I need to learn Ukrainian. Like, now I'm all mad. Because, I don't know what you're saying. And you don't know what I'm saying. I'm sorry. No, you're good. Oh. I'm losing, though. It feels like I am losing with the... You're winning. You're winning. I don't know what that is at the top, but you are somehow goal winning. This isn't me, either. This is a character from a movie. So, yeah.
What the fuck?
Hello? What's up? Was there... Who said what the fuck? Was there someone back there that said what the fuck? Oh, fuck me? Okay. Okay. I mean, fuck. Oh, it's okay. You can fuck me. I don't mean actually, but I mean, like, fuck me. That's the... It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, no. Don't worry. Like I said, it's all good.
No.
Okay. Nit. So you can understand some English. No. It's okay, man. Okay. So people are telling me you're on another stream. Yeah? To the boyfriend in the background, watch Tremors. Teach. What's. What's your name? I am Levi Dylan Berzloff Lutt. That's my name. What's your name? Anything? Oh my god, people on YouTube, if anybody's, nobody's there. Oh, now I'm winning. Does anybody else want to join in? Like I said, this is all about... No worries. Like I said, I just... I hate language barriers. I'm so... But Tremors, if you've never seen it, Tremors, the movie Tremors, watch it. Possibly the greatest movie of all time. It's... Okay. It's got worms in it, giant worms, they're called graboids. Again, nothing. I got nothing from you, and I know you're getting nothing from me either, so... Hold on. Okay. I'm in. Does anybody else want to join in? Like, okay, is there a Ukrainian English translator in the audience? Is there? Hello. 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 Can anyone translate for us right now? Hello! Laughter is universal. Come on. No? Hold on. It's telling me to swipe right. I don't know why, but it's telling me to swipe right. Oh. So hold on. Okay. We're in a match. And... Somebody here says they love the movie, which is good. And then somebody else did, too. I love Tremors. I own them all. Whoever loves Tremors and owns them all, do you own the TV show? That's always my one, like... Yeah. Pop, pop, pop. Anybody out there? Pop, pop, pop. Like, where's this at? Like, this is terrifying for me, personally. You sound so angry. I'm sorry. Yeah? You're not... Okay, so you're not angry. You understood that. Okay. Okay, so we're getting each other's emotions right. Okay, that's... Oh, I won somehow? Okay. I don't understand that. Ooh. Oh, someone owns all 7 movies and the TV show on DVD. Bravo. Fucking bravo, my man. That's bravo. Oh, you even get a... Hold on. Bert Gummer likes that. Because you got to watch those documentaries. I worked real hard on them so that way people don't die out there. Graboids are everywhere, folks. And I know what you're thinking. It's just a movie. It's not just a movie. It's real life. So yeah, anybody want to join in? Join in. Anybody. Lock and load, babies. Because otherwise... Oh, and I... If you... Hold on. Because I got multiple characters I can whip out here as a Tremors fan. Now, look. We got a plan ahead. This valley is just one long smorgasbord. We have got to get out. We are handy men, Earl. Handy men. Oh, man. Do I have a... I wish I had... I need an Alumax. Hold on. I'll do the full... Ooh. Invite. I'll do the... I see your quote there. Let me do the full one for you, just because... All right, hold on. Come on, Bert. What happened? Well, when the radios went out, I decided to return to the refinery. But en route, I find I'm in an ambush situation. Must have been a couple of dozen of these things. So anyway, I dropped the first wave with semi-auto fire, but they just kept coming. Sheer luck, most of them were in front of the truck, so I just popped it into sixth wheel and ran them down. The ones that got on board, I handled with a combination of small arms fire and hand-to-hand techniques. I am completely out of ammo. That's never happened to me before. I love it. I love that. And honestly, that's always one of my, when I point to Michael Gross as an actor, that it's not that he does a great spiel with the monologue, but then it's when he drops down and I'll pull my head because it's the eyes. Like a man realizing every decision he ever made in his life was wrong. Just the... Like, I can't even do it right, because Michael must have just, like, stared in a mirror for days to get just the... Who am I? Am I really Bert Gummer? Or am I just some guy with a lot of guns? It's beautiful. you, Konecki, if you want to join the live, man, I obviously you already know what Tremors is, but, like, I don't mind, like... We just had a Ukrainian person on with their boyfriend who spoke English. And I feel a little suspect about that relationship. And if she's listening back on this, I want her to know I don't trust your boyfriend, because he should have been, like, telling you what I was saying. He had clear English in the background telling me to fuck off. And you know what? If you can say fuck off in English, I'm pretty sure you got the rest of them. And just like... Hey, why didn't you translate, bro? Come on the camera and like, hey, that's what she said in Ukraine. That's what Levi said in English, and back and forth. Ah, Tremors 2 is your favorite? Ah, dude. Ah, Tremors 2 is quite possibly my favorite, but then Tremors 4 and Tremors the series exist. Tremors 1 isn't my favorite, but Tremors 2 was the first Tremors movie I ever watched when I was a kid. We were at a gas station back when gas stations had video rentals, and my mom picked out Tremors 2 because Kevin Bacon was in Tremors and then didn't know that he wasn't in Tremors 2. So we went home and watched that, and my mom zoned out and my dad kind of half watched it, but I fucking fell in love with Tremors 2 as my like hey, there's the TikTok Graboid. And you know what? And Tremors 2 is TikTok Graboid's favorite Tremors movie. Am I right? Yeah. How goes it, dude? Oh my god, yeah. I'm actually super duper worried as I'm doing this TikTok right now that I'll miss out on Michael Gross making an announcement for the tickets.
I've been every
single day. Like every single day. And I've actually, I've been emailing the people. Well, actually, they haven't emailed me back yet, because I was sending them Gladys Jimenez's email and JD Walsh's and Leela Lee and Charlotte Stewart's and Christopher Garten and then Aaron O'Brien, who's from the Tremors pilot. I ended up sending Steve's email to him, just like, hey, all these people want in, like, you know, just do what you guys are supposed to do. But they haven't gotten back yet, and I'm just, like, freaking out. Although, Steve, it was really cute. Steve emailed me 3 times, not yesterday, but the day before. Like, he had a backlog of my emails from him. Actually, one of them was about you, because I had sent him a bunch of your... Tremors TikToks that were specifically about him, and because his dad and his mom died like last year, like right at the same time, and so I sent all those TikToks as a way of just like, oh hey, you know, here's something to cheer up, here's literally Tremors TikToks that are literally, there's your face on the TikTok. And he's like, oh no, I couldn't access the links, like the links must have expired, so I had to go through a whole hoobity-da to like, oh here, let me get him back and send him an email. And then that's where he ended up saying that, yeah, he would like to meet you too. Like, that's a big deal. Like, that's a big deal in my mind.
Yeah, my family's all excited.
Are you taking your family?
Yeah, my mom and stepdad are going.
Oh, dope. It's just me and Caitlin, so we'll be there.
I kind of want
to take my nephews who are 6, 7, and 8, but to take them on a 17-hour drive and then back is like,
it's gonna be a long drive.
Yes, it is, but totally worth it. How far is it for you? Oh, that's not that bad. That could be worse. Worth it. Worth it, worth it, worth it.
Totally worth it.
Yeah. I guess that's where I was saying all those getting to meet. We're going to get to meet a bunch of people. I'm really excited for that. Like, I'm kind of freaked out a little bit because I think that they're going to want to meet me after everything I've been doing. And I'm just like, it's nerve-wracking. Actually, the next thing that I've been trying to... Because I've been talking to Michael after the... I live in Iowa, Konecki. I live in Maquoketa, Iowa. After I sent you that picture with Michael, like in the Tremors movie that we made. And now I've got his ear, and I'm like, hey, you know, like, since I couldn't be on the podcast... You can't be on a podcast, you know. Could you maybe swing it a little bit to see if, like... I could be the MC, the moderator, the host for whatever panels they end up doing. Because I feel like this podcast is a resume enough. hello to the people in Michigan and hello to the people in Oklahoma. Sorry, you were about to say something, Dan. Go ahead.
Was I? I don't remember.
So, honestly. This is always so hard when I don't have a face to look off of because I'm always looking for the visual cues. I'm super autistic and just like, hold on. Is it you? Are you in now yet? I always hate doing the episodes and I can't see someone's face. Hey, hello someone from Idaho. If any of you guys that are watching, you want to join in with me and Dan, the TikTok Graboid. The TikTok Graboid here is the whole reason that you have Tremors TikToks of any kind. Like, he inspired me, and then he inspired the Tremor Saga people, too, to get out there. Like, that's where, like, if you love Tremors, even fucking follow the TikTok Graboid, too. Like, do that. Click that follow button for them right away. And, yeah, RIP Fred Ward. It took me a minute. I didn't want to say it, but it's just like, damn. And you know what? I don't mean to disagree with you. Lord of her grilled cheese. I don't mean to disagree with you, but I don't think Tremors 2 is scary in the beginning. I think that's what makes it cool, is that it's kind of, there's that part with the guy on the barrels jumping, that's scary, but then it leads into kind of like a more laid back tone, and the way that they're, oh, we're just out there, him and Grady are just blowing up Graboids, and they know what to do, and then even when the Graboid pulls their truck, it's not so much scary as, like, thrilling. Like, it only becomes scary when Pedro happens. When the fucking flip, the flip of the script where... And actually, even before that a little, too, because that's when the script starts flipping, where it's like, why is this Graboid, like, crying and yelling and what is the fuck going on? And then when they come around the car, it's a whole new ball game. It's a whole new goddamn ball game. That's when it's scary. And then from there on, it gets really fucked up. So I didn't mean to disagree, but it's got an ominous last half, which is great because that first half sets you up with a kind of to pull the rugs out from under you. I feel like, Dan, if you're TikTok Graboid, if you're there, like, what's your favorite part about Tremors 2?
Alright, so it's definitely the drinkers. They they can't hear and they can't exactly see you. And the noises they make and how they introduce them at first as well is it's kind of adorable because it's just this three-legged worm that's licking the ground. And up until it looks at you and starts screaming.
Rah! Quiet, it'll hear us. They are...
They're just...
I've always been wanting... I've said this in other podcasts, probably with you too, where it's like, I would love a good budget on the Shriekers so we can understand their swarm quality more. I think Night of the Shriekers does it the best. Or actually Shriek and Destroy too, where it's like, there's so fucking many of them. And they just... They just keep coming. Keep it coming. Boom, boom, boom. Oh. So, Konecki's favorite part in the whole second movie was when he shot the Shrieker with the Grizzly 50 caliber. Oh, of course. Because whose isn't? Everybody loves that part. I mean, fucking great. I love it for different reasons. Do you want to know why I love it? Yes. Tell us, Levi. Oh, somebody said it. Okay. It's because it shows that Bert is fallible. It's really cool. It's a great, man, he shot it. It's fucking baller. And as everybody always points, or ever since I posted that thing on Reddit about how Bert checks the gun before and after he gives it to Melvin to make sure it's unloaded, which is a rule of gun safety, everyone always is like, Bert's the best gun safety person in the world. And then Tremors 2 does this great thing where it's like, yeah, he's good at it, but he got so fucking caught up in the kill, kill, bang, bang of it, he didn't follow rule 4 of gun safety. Clear your target and know what's behind it. And it just, it's a great character moment. And that's where everybody else loves it because it's the cool blow it up and it's awesome. But I love it because it's like, oh my God, dude, you fucking jackass. You do know all the rules, and it's clear you do, but sometimes your adrenaline and your ego took over, and you threw all those rules out the window for the cool shot. Bam. Which is, actually, that's Steve S.S. Wilson. That's his writing. I know that's him from what he's done. Interesting thing, Daniel, or TikTok rapper, sorry, forgive me on that. You'll like to know where... One of the things that Steve wanted to do most in Tremors 5, the original Tremors 5, Gummer Down Under, was a minigun, the sound of a minigun. Because with Tremors 2, he had never seen a 50 caliber shot properly in a movie. Like, actually done with the sound, with the effect, and with the, it blows something apart. Like a 50 cal bullet, it fucking fucks shit up. And... So what he wanted to do with Tremors 5 was that there would be a point where they find a minigun, you know, like in Predator, and they fire it off, and none of the movies ever get the sound right. Like, it's always, like, it's what I just did. But Steve on Facebook just responded to somebody, one of my other friends who does another podcast, Sons and Shadows podcast, Kevin Smith. Not that Kevin Smith, where there was a video of an actual 50 cal minigun being fired, and it's the weirdest sound. It's like this, like, it's like a mosquito, like dry, like dialed up to 11, and it's scary. It sounds like an alien, like. As nothing like they show in the movie. Totally wrong. Totally wrong. Ooh, invite Beard Guy. Come on, Beard Guy. You can, Beard Guy. I like more people. Do it. And it would have been so cool to have that in the original Tremors 5. And then even more so than the extra joke of everybody always has a minigun. And it's got, like, unlimited ammo. But when you do the math of it, you've got, like, 1,000 rounds. And you fire out, like... 6 rounds a second, you end up only having enough ammo for like a minute and a half. Yeah, see you TikTok. Love you, bro. Bigfoot Anonymous, you come on in. Anybody, I don't know if I'm pressing the invite button right. But if anybody's on here and you want to, like, join in, obviously, I'm pretty sure Bigfoot Anonymous has watched Tremors, so it would be funny if I tried to convince you to watch Tremors. That's the whole point, is that we're looking for strangers who've never seen Tremors before, and I'm trying to convince them to watch Tremors. We've only had one Ukrainian person so far, and the language barrier was insurmountable. So, off to a bad start. But yeah, Bigfoot, Bearded Theo, if either of you guys want to come on, I'm here. And again, if you have any questions that you want to type in the chat, I always like to make this an Ask Me Anything. I have been doing this Talking Tremors podcast for over a year now. We're up to, this is episode 36. I could tell you literally anything you wanted to know about Tremors. Literally. And a lot of it will come from this lovely little book here by Jonathan Melville called Seeking Perfection, The Official Guide to Tremors. But then a lot of it comes from my firsthand going on the internet researching experience that's taken me 2 years my own self, actually almost 3 years now at this point, of just fucking research. And at that point, yes, I did know that. Did you all know that Tremors, Gladiator, and Iron Man all share a key filming location? Lone Pine, California. So that's not a silly question. Sorry for the maybe silly question, but what's up with the restoring the Tremors verse thing? Was something removed? Okay, so I'm going to try to be quick about this. So, for the first 35 years of Tremors, it was made by basically four people. Steve S.S. Wilson, Brent Maddock, Ron Underwood, and Nancy Roberts. And then Michael Gross, because he was there all the time. As these people went to go make Tremors 5... they got kicked out by Universal. They literally came up with the idea. Steve Wilson came up with the idea while he was sitting on a rock in the 70s after he'd been recruited to Vietnam and served in the Navy. I'll answer this, the make a new movie thing, because that comes back around to this. And they who I will refer to, those four people, Stampede Entertainment, then made everything about Tremors. But they made all the scripts, they did all the directing, all the behind-the-scenes stuff, getting the cast and crews together. That is all them, including the TV show, which is, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a TV show that these guys worked on. And 35-year-long process, and they just get kicked out. And the reason that Universal says that they kicked them out was that they don't think that they can make low-budget movies. Even though all of the Tremors movies were made for lower than low budgets. If you add up how much it cost for Tremors 1, Tremors 2, Tremors 3, Tremors 4, and Tremors the series, all together, their budget combined is $30 million. All of those movies, all of those TV shows, they made for under $30 million. And if you know anything about making a movie or filming or anything like that, you know that that is incredible. To get that kind of content, that well-done content out there for only $30 million, those people know how to make low-budget movies. That is well, truly, and clear. That's so dumb. They know how to do it. And then even more so, up until they got kicked out, Tremors has made so much money behind the scenes, with us, all of us people, that Universal goes around and brags, we could sell an empty box named Tremors. We could slap the name Tremors onto an empty box and we could sell it. And it would just go and it would fly like hotcakes. And like I said, they got kicked out while Tremors had made $500 million in its lifetime. Up until that point, which was 2015 when they got kicked out. And I mean that. On a $30 million budget, first movie is $11 million, second movie is $4 million, Third movie is $6 million, which is a weird, like, what? And then fourth movie is $5 million, and then the TV show is another $5 million. And all of those were able to turn around and make a profit of $500 million. They love Tremors. I am trans, so it's not a he, but I do love Tremors. And you know what? To answer that, Burt Gummer dies when Michael Gross dies. They actually forced that ending on Michael Gross. He didn't want any part of it. They literally were like tired of Michael Gross being attached to the series and went, we don't want to pay you anymore. And more so, you're kind of like forcing us to keep continuity behind the scenes. And that's really annoying. So they wrote him out of Tremors. You should not like you. I wish Burt Gummer never died either, because he is a legend. And that's not a character that you just kill off and cock off like that. And that's where what happened. I'll explain. That's where the whole Restore the Tremors saga thing started. I actually started the hashtag Stampede Tremors. That was me on Reddit doing a whole bunch of things, trying to Stampede Entertainment Tremors. Let's Stampede Tremors so we can like get things out there. And then the Tremors saga people actually came up with a hashtag Restore the Tremors saga as a way of like that. Hey, if like fucking Zack Snyder over here can get his Snyderverse back, and he didn't create Superman, he didn't create Batman, he didn't create Wonder Woman, and yet, oh, we can restore the Snyderverse all day long, then why can't we turn around over here and be like, let's restore the Tremors saga, because Stampede Entertainment literally created these characters. They created Val, they created Earl, they created Bert, they created all the Graboids, the Shriekers, and the Ass Blasters, they created El Blanco, they created the town of Perfection, and that's where even Michael Gross is about the restoring the Tremor saga, because how can you say Michael Gross even carried the movies after they kicked out Stampede, and then for Universal to turn around and be like, no, 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 we don't want to pay you anymore, get out. So that's where the restore part is like, no, these people worked incredibly hard behind the scenes to make this happen. Michael Gross himself has written most of the dialogue for Burt Gummer after Tremors 5. In Tremors 5, 6, and 7, all of the dialogue that is there is Michael Gross taking but maybe a writer will come to him with some, like, here's the outline. And he goes, no, 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 Burt wouldn't say this. Burt, no, no, that's not. Okay, this is how Burt would say that. Because there's a great detail about Michael Gross, because people will ask him, hey, Michael, will you come to a Comic-Con or a fan convention and be Burt Gummer? And he's like, no, I can't. I literally cannot do that. I cannot improvise in character as Burt Gummer, because Burt Gummer is such a highly specific individual that to do that, it wouldn't do it justice. You would be like, is this actually, oh my God, Michael Gross can't even do Burt Gummer for us right now. So he won't even go to conventions as Burt Gummer. He'll only go as Michael Gross. Hold on, I'm getting all worked up, because this pisses me off. Actually, what started me on this journey about 2 years ago was when I watched Shrieker Island, and I had been noticing, I've been a Tremors fan since I was about like 6, 7, 8, or 9, and I noticed this quality, I noticed the lack of S.S. Wilson and Brent Maddox names on Tremors 5, and then I noticed it on Tremors 6 and was like, okay, kind of like what's going on here? And then I watched Tremors 7 and I was like, you just did that to him, to Michael Gross? He was doing everything. And even more so, that ending montage pisses me off so much, because Michael Gross, and this is where I found out through research, he wanted a level of ambiguity. He wanted it like, oh, hey, maybe Burt is going to come back. But you have that, it's basically an in memoriam montage, to the point where I have to check my phone every time I watch Tremors 7 and be like, did Michael Gross die? No. Okay. No, he didn't. Cool. Great. And it literally takes away all of this ambiguity that's supposed to be there for that. And and I did. I watched this and I was like, this is dumb. What the fuck is going on? I ended up researching everything, finding out everything that I've told you. I've gone all over the place. If you're on Reddit, actually, that was where I was a big, big, big Reddit presence till I got permabanned by the Universal mods that are in our movies. I'm invested in this, because to go back to the restore the Tremor Saga thing. How can... I want to be a creative person, too. I like making movies. I've actually made my own Tremors movie. If you look up Tremors Far Afield, me and my wife, we went out literally in our backyard, and we made a Tremors movie, a 20-minute Tremors movie. And that's, you know, that's how much I love it. And just, like, how can you be creative and you want to be creative or even try to get out there, try to write something, try to direct something, try to make something, if in the end somebody with a bigger name and corporation can just come in and sweep it up and take it all from you? Like I said, they worked on this movie that worked. Nancy, Ron, Brent, and Steve worked on these movies for 35 years. 35 years. And how can any of us feel safe creating anything ever again? If that can be snatched up like that, what in what universe would you feel safe, like, being a creative person? And that's me. Like, that's, like, my, like, that's why I'm so invested, is because I Tremors has always been my favorite monster movie franchise of all. In fact, might be my favorite movie franchise of all time. And to know that, like, something so awesome and so great could just ripped out of somebody's hand is just appalling. I can't begin to. I am so happy to be angry about this subject because it's fucking insane. Do you know what I mean? Whoever asked that comment, did that fill you in on that? Oh, because to finish, because there's one more finish. So there is this thing. There's a copyright clause that happens after 35 years. The original creators of the IP get the opportunity to get their IP back. And it all hinges on whether or not they were contracted to have come up with the idea. Like, if Universal had gone to Stampede and said, hey, you want to make this movie about giant worms for us? And they went, okay, yeah. Or if you came up with an idea and then you ended up selling it to a studio to get money to finance your production, then you're an independent contractor and you can actually get it back. So, secrets, I actually sent a lawyer who got the rights for Predator and the rights for Friday the 13th back to their original creators. I found this out because there's a Stampede Entertainment fact page that somebody asked this copyright thing, and I went researching and I found this lawyer and I sent him off to Stampede, and they're currently working on something right now. They're currently working. It's like a 2 to 5 year long process that technically can only start once the 35 timer kicks in. So that's where we're at now. And we're hoping, and that's where somebody asked about the new movies. Come on. Yeah. Might make a new movie and such, starring Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon wants back in. Kevin Bacon has wanted back into Tremors for a really long time. Not a really long time. It's been about the last, like, 10 years, ever since he's seen kind of the money for it, and now he wants, here, let's talk about Kevin Bacon, and yes, yo gods, I hope Stampede gets Tremors back with the help of that lawyer, I have to say, Kevin's career didn't die. Kevin's career has been pretty good. In fact, the reason that Kevin wasn't in any Tremors movies after the second one, even though he was supposed to be in the second one, there's a script for it, which I read on another episode of this podcast. I highly recommend checking it out. It's called Tremors 2, The Lost Monsters. And it had Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward and Michael Gross and Reba McEntire all back. It's basically the same thing as the Tremors 2 that we got, but it's got these guys in it, all of them in it. And it's really cool. And Steve and Brent actually flew out to New York to talk to Kevin about it. But at the time he was taking offers for Apollo 13, and like, it's one of those, like, his career was on the up and up, and doing a sequel for a movie that, like, failed at the box office. It technically failed at the box office, even though Tremors budget was $11 million and it made $16 million. At the time, that was considered a failure at the box office. It was only in the home video market that Tremors became a vast, huge hit. And So they come to Kevin, and Kevin's like, guys, I mean, I really am not sure about this. And even more so, Kevin kind of had it's not a bad experience. Kevin's experience with the first Tremors movie was he had a great time filming, but what was happening was that his wife, Kira Sedgwick, was pregnant with their first child. And there's actually a great photo of those two on set, Kevin Bacon and Kira, and Kira's in this, she's in this, pregnancy gown, like out to here or whatever, and he's in a t-shirt, actually a crop top, and she's just heavily pregnant, and Kevin Bacon's first child was born while they were filming the scene where Walter Chang gets eaten by a graboid. He literally, like, jumped out of the scene. They got the call on set, jumped out of the scene, went to the hospital to have his first baby born. And so there's a level of, like, he was a new father at the time. He was really hoping that Tremors would be a hit. In fact, everybody was. And that was one of those things where it seemed like Tremors should do good. Everybody on set had an amazing time. The reason everyone signed in was, like, the script was amazing. Like, the people doing it, that's the Stampede Entertainment guys, all came from this practical effects background, knew what they were doing. Everything worked out. The only things that, like, didn't work out were, like, mechanical effects. And, like, okay, like, because the trying to put a graboid into the ground and then having it pop out through a hydraulic elevator, the sand got in and it ended up, like, fucking with the hydraulics, and it didn't come up in time. And we almost lost one of the greatest effects creators of our time, Tom Woodruff Jr., because he was inside the graboid underneath ground, like with a respirator mask and a walkie-talkie, and like it wasn't coming up. And it wasn't coming up for like half an hour. He was terrified. He had an oxygen mask too. And so I look at Kevin. It's sand. Yeah, exactly. It's sand. And I look at Kevin, because what he says about that, and the thing that everybody always, that quote that everybody goes to where he's like, I'm in a movie, I fell to the ground, and I'm like, I'm in a movie about goddamn underground worms. And, like, you kind of get it a little bit. And that's only after, like, the fact that it came out. And even more so, there's a great story where, like, he would pick Kira Sedgwick up in the middle of the night and, like, be trying to save her from graboids. Like, trying to save his wife from graboids, and like, oh, I gotta save you. And she's like, let me the fuck down. They're not real. So he, you know, like, because of the practical effects being so real, there's a new baby on the way. He's got all these stresses as a new dad. Like, things didn't work out for him like he thought they were going to with Tremors. He out of everybody, was really hoping Tremors was going to be a success. And when it wasn't, he just is like, guys, I got this other movie. I got a Ron Howard movie over here that they want me to do. I kind of got to go with that. I'd love to, you know, do that. And people say that Kevin hated it. I don't think he really hated it. It's more just like he's got some trauma about it, is my whole thought process on that. And again, if anybody wants to join in live, I'm just talking here. So Kevin's now come around, though. He came around the 25th anniversary, where everybody came out to this thing. It was in LA. It was held by the Creature Feature guys, and just there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, hundreds of fans. And Kevin finally saw that, like, oh my God, this is like, there's something here for this. And yeah, the Arrow Blu-ray for Tremors. If you have a Blu-ray, buy the Arrow Video Tremors 4K Blu-ray. Kevin actually does a great job describing that. And he actually talks about everything that I just said in this. I was trying to take exactly what he said from it. And it's why for years he had not spoken about the movie. It didn't do well. It caused him some trauma. But finally, he was able to, like, kind of get over it. And I do have to point out, there's a great, like, so Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick lost all of their money in a Ponzi scheme around 2008, 2009. And then in like 2010, Kevin Bacon wanted back in a Tremors movie. And I'm kind of like, oh, so like, I get it. Like, you got desperate. You're like, oh shit. should have been in those Tremors movies, because that would have been another residual I could hold on to. And, oh, man, there's all these fans. Like, why don't I do it? So there's, as much as me as a person also would have loved Kevin Bacon being in another Tremors movie, I have to be like, well, I guess that makes sense why you weren't. And fair point. But I love there's a little anecdote to where one of Kevin Bacon's kids came up to him after Tremors 2 was released. And he was like, hey, Dad, did you see Tremors 2? And Kevin's like, no, but you know I wasn't in Tremors 2. And he's like, yeah, but Tremors 2 is awesome. It's, I just love, even his kid is throwing shade at him like, yeah, Dad, but like, Tremors 2 is fucking cool. Where were you? And I have to say this, too. After Fred Ward died, I've kind of seen this more and more. Where I think not being in Tremors 2 might be one of Kevin Bacon's biggest regrets in life. Because he always wanted to act with Fred again. And now that he's dead, you know, he can't. And I think that's more and more what we're seeing with Kevin being like, I'll take the call. Like, let me get out there. Let's make a new movie with me in it. And even there was the Tremors pilot, which was happening in 2018 that he started. That was his idea. And Fred Ward was going to be in it. He's referenced in that script. He's not in the first episode of the script, but he's referenced in the script because Val runs this like Graboid amusement place and Earl is kind of like above him a little bit. Not exactly his boss, but he still has to like, kowtow to him. He has to listen to like Earl employees tell him what to do. And so Earl's in it. And actually the writer Andrew Miller talks about, they were trying to get Fred Ward to come in. And actually it seems like Fred would have showed up in the last episode, you know, one of those like, oh, boom, bomb. There's Fred Ward all of a sudden. And even more so the Gummers, Burt Gummer and Heather Gummer were being written into it. Andrew Miller has talked about, you know, like trying to not listen to Universal and executives is really hard, but he was going to do his absolute best to make sure that the Gummers were in perfection. So I fully believe him because that guy like gave up his life to write this. You know what? To say this, I think that the next Tremors iteration should be a TV show. We should stop calling it Tremors 8. We should stop wanting a Tremors 8. I actually just gave an interview on a podcast called The Splattercast. The Splattercast pod, they're on YouTube. Highly recommend checking them out. And I gave an interview and they asked me, how do I think the future of Tremors should go? And I said TV show. Because if you've watched the original Tremors, the series, there is a TV show, a 13-episode TV show from 2003, Tremors, the series, that is fucking phenomenal, man. It is one of my favorite parts of Tremors. And I think that a TV show is the way to go because you can tell way more stories in an easier format than you can just by making Tremors 8, Tremors 9, Tremors 10, Tremors 11, 12. Like, because making those numbers and going up high more, like, it makes people's brains go like, I can't deal with that. But you do a Tremors TV show, and then you take the formula that we already have. Where even in the TV show, they had Bert and Tyler going off to, there'd be shriekers harassing a carnival, and they'd have to go fight the shriekers. Or there was a Graboid in New Mexico that that one's my favorite. Like, the people in the town think that aliens are abducting their citizens, but actually it's a Graboid. And they have to, like, go convince them, find out if it's a Graboid, and kill it or whatever. And I died inside when they quit making Tremors. See, this is, they're not done making Tremors. You do know that, right? This is, Universal can sell an empty box named Tremors. And they're not done making Tremors. And in fact, I actually knew that they were working on the Tremors 8 that was being made by Bill Watterson of Dave Made a Maze. I knew about that a year ago because Ron Underwood was on a podcast. He was on two podcasts talking about, oh yeah, Universal's writing Tremors 8 right now. They're already writing it. As soon as Burt Gummer died, they still kept writing it. And so they're going to keep doing it. And so then this idea here that I having known this, having known the reboot was happening before anybody else did, I see that there's something happening in the background. And I'm emailing Steve S.S. Wilson, and there's a question I want to ask him, where I'm pretty sure what's happening is that they're working on bringing the OG crew back. I know Kevin's in. Reba, literally 2 days ago, Reba McEntire gave an interview talking about she wants to still be in Tremors. She would like to be in Tremors. Michael Gross is always up for it. All the time. And I've said this too, you know, you could have, because Fred Ward's dead, you could have John Bernthal play Fred Ward's son, Mikey Bassett. That's always my, like, that right there. Do that. And to go to the TV show, set all these stories in perfection, just like they do in Tremors, the series, but then go out and we're having an adventure over here, having an adventure over here. And then even to have even more fun with it, we do an episode that's in the past. We do the Tremors 4 thing where we do an episode that's in feudal Japan. And we've got, the Bassett family fighting Shriekers in Japan, or we go to Scotland or medieval times, and like we got like Grady Hoover's ancestors fighting, you know, ass blasters in Scotland. Honestly, I'm stuttering because it's like I have so many different ideas. I don't know. You could go to Egypt and you could have Graboids in Egypt, and you know what? Entirely new people. They don't have to just be the ancestors of the people we have. There's a great way of, like, you can incorporate if you want to, not incorporate if you don't feel like it, but just go everywhere. We've already set the precedent with Tremors 4, Tremors 5, and Tremors the series that we can go out and have adventures outside of perfection. Tremors 2 does it too. And then we can go in the past. We can go to different continents. We can go all over the place. And I think a TV show serves that better than trying to make 20 movies about it instead, because you can really focus in on a concept. Spend 45 minutes to 60 minutes an episode, focus in on a really good concept, and boom, whammy, you got a fucking streaming hit. And yeah, honestly, now that Grady has grown on me, I'd like to see him again in the future of Tremors. One of the things I would love to see is Val and Grady going out on a hunt together, and them, like, bickering back and forth about who's the better monster hunter. Because, like, Val would be like, hey, well, listen to me, kid. I was fighting them Graboid before you were even born. And Grady's like, well, yeah, man. Well, where were you when they turned into Shriekers? You know, I saw a guy's arm get cut off, man. And just like this whole, like, tete-a-tete back and forth, like, who's the bigger man kind of a thing. Which you had in the original, like, with Val and Earl, like, come on, kid, like, you're not planning and shit. And that's even one with, I'd love Val and then Val and Mikey, which is Earl Bassett's son, Val trying to teach Mikey the plan. Oh, wait, listen, kid, your dad always said have a plan, and you gotta have a plan. You don't got a plan, you're gonna be dead in the sand. Understand? Somebody just wanted to go live. Where'd you go, live person? Come back. Have you ever seen Tremors? Yeah, Reba's very first film was Tremors. In fact, Reba's first line ever said on film, on camera, is stinks too. So if you ever, like, when they pull it from out from underneath the truck, stinks too. And there's a great, like, outtake of her, like, oh my God, I got it. First line, everybody. Woohoo! It's important. I get it. And yeah, to have Reba back. So I think that there's something happening in the background, which is why the Bill Watterson Dave Made a Maze reboot got canceled. That there's more Tremors coming. Like, that's OG. Oh, damn. I almost got a new person there. Come back, new person. I want to teach you of the Tremors. The Tremors are here. And I wish I'd teach ya! Teach ya! I'm Valentine. Valentine McKay. Actually, I look more like Tyler Reed. Tyler Reed, at your service. Booyah. I'm going to check and make sure I didn't miss any questions here. TV show, Residuals for Life, Graboid Nightmares, No Way, Anti-Bacon, Kevin Bacon, and, yeah. So, yeah, to go back to, yeah, all this stuff, all needs to happen, that's why the Tremor Saga always puts on every single video that they have, hashtag Restore the Tremor Saga with Stampede Entertainment. Because having just the cast back is cool, but having the cast and the OG crew that made it happen, that's even cooler. Because those people, those are the ones that gave us Tremors that we actually love and give a shit about. Like, that's the real money-making, bread-winning there. Because the reason that we love Val, or the reason we love Kevin Bacon as Val, and the reason we love Reba McEntire as Heather, and the reason we love Grady and Bert and Earl, and is because they were well-written as characters. The script for Tremors was written for 5 fucking years before it ever saw the screen. The script for Tremors 2 was written for 4 fucking years before it ever saw the screen. And it's like, these concepts, they take their time with it to really make something that's worthwhile. I always point out, Stampede would watch the movies before over and over again while writing the next one. So they knew how to trip themselves up, how to flip the script, how to make something different. Because Tremors is ultimately a parody of monster movies of the time, of the then, of the now. I always laugh because Tremors 1 is the parody of monster movies from the 1950s and 60s that Steve grew up with. Tremors 2 is a parody of Jurassic Park. And that kind of like, yeah, and same shit they pulled with on Jurassic World Dominion. They brought the old cast back without quality. Thank you, Random, for Animations 25. It's true. And there were some things in, like, and honestly, Jurassic Park is a great example of that. These 3 new movies are you got no soul to it. It's cool. It's flashy. And I mean, like, yeah, it's Jurassic Park. We can slap Jurassic Park on an empty box and sell it. Same as Universal says about Tremors. And it was, I like seeing Ian Malcolm back, and I like seeing Dr. Statler and Alan Grant. When it's not, like, it's just not there, man. Like, the love isn't there. Oh, hold on. I have a guest request. Someone request. Oh, damn it. Come here. Guest request. Ooh, booyah. Gojira 198. Hello. Oh, you're probably not Japanese. Sorry.
Hello.
How goes it? Yeah? What's your favorite Tremors?
If I had to be honest, my favorite Tremors movie was Tremors 2.
Fuck! You know what? That's like the grand consensus throughout this whole, like, there's been 8 people so far, including myself. We all love Tremors 2 the most. Where are you at? Where are you at right now? I mean, we're at in the movie.
Right now, I am at the part near where their truck is stuck, and they're like, it must be sick. But really, it's like getting ready to give birth.
Oh.
It's like dead little creatures.
Probably ate somebody that didn't agree with it.
Traumatized me as a kid.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying, is that part gets really fucking scary, man.
Honestly,
oh, yeah. That scream. Oh, man. I made a Tremors movie, and at the end of it, there were several parts where I sampled that scream, because I was trying to do the end of it is there's an idea that there's more graboids coming, so I had to like sample it and move it about and stuff. And I would like change the optics or change the sound levels on it and mix it up. It's just terrifying. Like it's just like low, high, in the middle, add reverb. It's just a fucking it's haunting. Yeah. But I didn't need to make it worse. It was more just trying to, like, differentiate it a little, and it was still like, God damn, man. It's a scary one.
Dude, only that scene, though, scared me, besides the one scene that also jump-scared me when I was a kid, was when Bert's looking at the map and he puts it down, and the shrieker's on the hood of his truck.
Oh.
I was like, oh, shit, when I saw that, I was like, oh, God.
No, that's another good, like, there's a good, like, legit jump scares. Tremors 2 has more jump scares than Tremors 1 does, almost, like, now that I think about it. Actually, it does.
My favorite part about the movie, though, is, like, how they think the Shriekers are so smart, but really, in reality, they're really dumb. Because it's like, they go for anything that has a heat signature, and I love that about it. And they're like, how can they be so smart? And then they test it out later on, they have one in a cage. Dude, this shit's awesome.
You mean they've been acting so smart because they're so stupid?
That's also another good part where he's like, how did he taste it? Well, he tasted it with his tongue. Don't you see? He tongue and dragging his tongue all over, and then he pukes up another one. He's like, I claimed the little one. Wait a minute, it was my food.
I know, they're immediately arguing over, like, which one. I love Fred's reaction. Like, yeah, he grabs it with his tongue, you know, he drags it around, he finds something, he eats it. Like, the realization hits him, like, oh, fuck. That's
yeah, and then after you're watching that movie, you're like, oh, shit, the one in the garage, you know, because that one had an MRE. And it's like, oh, no. It's like, dude, I love Tremors. I grew up with that shit since I was, like, what, 10 years old? I loved the first movie, but honestly, I love the second one the most.
Yeah, it's. I started with the second movie, so I'm always gonna be in love with it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we got a second person.
I seen the episode where they were fighting the Shriekers. The one where the guy was running and the Shrieker was behind him scared the shit out of me when he got halfway to the door and it drug his ass back up the stairs. If you seen the
You mean Night of the Shriekers? Yeah, from the TV show. Yeah.
I've seen all the episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen the episodes are more scarier than the actual movie itself.
Yeah, no. Night of the Shriekers is actually one of my favorite episodes of the TV show because it makes the Shriekers fucking terrifying. Like, the way they move and exactly what you said where, like, that guy's running and then they open the door and he's, like, right there and then the Shrieker fucking clamps down on him and it's, like, pulling him up and away. Oh, my God. Oh, it is so good.
The acid plant one, there's another one that scared the shit out of me, was the acid plant one.
Plant them all!
Sound of silence scared the shit out of me. It was more scary than the freaking Tremors.
With the Turkadi.
Think of a grub, a termite, and a freaking flesh-eating virus.
Maggot. No, it was maggot.
Bro, favorite episode of the season was where they met 412. Remember 412?
The high revolution thing.
Dude, I love that. I feel bad for him, but at the same time, he was a menace.
I know, but okay. So here's.
I mean, I understand it.
No. I got great factoid for you. So if you watch the TV show, the first episode of the TV show has Bert giving Tyler cactus. He's been eating cactus a lot or whatever. And in the 412 episode, Cletus says that he needs this blue diamond cholo cactus in order to keep 412's mood stabilized. When Bert and Cletus, like, first meet or whatever, Cletus is like, oh, yeah, you know, if I could just find some of that blue diamond cholo, it would, like, stabilize his mood. And Bert goes... Yeah, no.
He's on Back to the Future and...
No, I know. I'm not... I'm almost there. I'm almost there. And Bert goes, oh, yeah, you find less and less and less of the Blue Diamond Cholo every year. Bert is eating it. Bert has been eating the Blue Diamond Cholo plant that stabilizes 412's mood. And he's the reason that that episode happens. Because Bert is poor, and he's eating all of the cactus in the valley, including the Blue Diamond Cholo. So it's his fucking fault. El Blanco.
Yeah, El Blanco. El Blanco, I love El Blanco. He, in my heart, he's my favorite grab boy. He can't turn into because he's sterilized. So that's the reason why he's
an albino grab boy.
Yeah, but he's sterilized, but he can't mutate like the other ones can. So
yeah, what happens in real life with real life animals? If some animals are born albino,
here's the kicker. You know the Mexican guy from the movie where he had a white goat, right? That was sterilized.
Yeah,
that was the reason why the graboid never changed.
Because it was sterilized.
Yeah, the goat sterilized the graboid to where it wouldn't change.
Exactly. Real life phenomena, albino.
That's in the fourth movie.
That's in three.
The third movie.
Yeah, the second one, yeah. When you watch the movie, listen to the Easter eggs when it says it.
Oh, I don't need... I can literally do the, like, we had albino. Yeah, we used to have a female goat like that. No kids. Sterile, eh? No, like I said, I can do the whole movie for you.
With the flesh and termites, no one can survive that. It made the grabber look bad because after that one guy got surrounded by the flesh and termites, it left nothing behind.
Nothing.
Guess what killed it? It's supersonic scream that it makes. It sounds like, you know how, if you, that's the reason why people...
That episode. Oh, I remember that one.
How you know when they come, you make that...
Yeah, like a
as it comes, they're like, oh shit, they gotta run. But where are you gonna go? They're coming from the north, south, and east, but the only way that they found out, they're combustible.
Well, everything's combustible.
They're the size of freaking lizards. Of Tremors, I didn't care for it. It's stupid.
Good job.
They ruined Tremors after that.
Do you know why they ruined Tremors?
I like the first one. Bloodline.
I like the original because it made more sense.
Well, the only...
Same. I prefer the original.
The only reason...
I did like the graphic and Grabo. The other one looked a little bit better than the American one. I like the only thing I liked about the Graboids was its 4 mouths and detachable tongue.
Oh, I hate the detachable tongues.
The S-Buster and the Shriekers did not look cool at all.
I had a really funny story about that. Ugh. So when I first watched the one where it's in Africa, when they first introduced the new versions of the design, my cousin said, why does the Ass-Buster look like a butthole with teeth? And I started to laugh so hard.
I say that every time.
They're trying to base it off a flesh-eating cucumber, sea cucumber. They added velociraptor claws, and then they added dragon wings to it. And then they made the tip. They added. It's so ugly. I mean, the freaking African grab looks better than the second form.
No, it's bad.
The Shriekers look freaky as hell. They made it look like it has a skeleton body.
I mean, I like the Shrieker design, but the Ass Blaster, I didn't really enjoy.
They're just too damn fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's
the Pofers. I mean, the Shriekers were fast on the first movie, but this movie now, they're trying to make it where nobody can survive the damn attack. sucks.
That's the whole point.
But you can't outrun these damn.
There's a reason for that. They were. Because when they had the Shriekers in the new third movie where Bert died, they said that they genetically made these animals to be more aggressive, faster, and stronger. So technically, they bred Graboids in the movie.
Yeah.
So well,
I did like the detachable tongues on the Graboid. Now that's kind of cool.
See, that I hate. Okay, I gotta...
You're not safe on the rocks anymore.
So here, no, I gotta...
They made that point real clear.
No, this is where I gotta...
They went free range? Like, he's like, what the fuck happened?
So this is where I gotta jump in. I gotta jump in. It's my stream. I gotta jump in. So here, all right. So, hold on. Stop. This is where I have to interject and say something. So this is why the tentacles are actually terrible, because there's a whole other Tremors 5. There's an original Tremors 5 written by the guys that made Tremors 1, 2, 3, 4, and the TV show before they got kicked out. And in this Tremors 5, they actually had the mini Graboids from Tremors 4 making a return. So every single time you see a tentacle doing something, that's actually supposed to be a little mini Graboid, which it would have done.
They actually did make the picture. It's supposed, the tongues are supposed to have eyes.
No. That's Tremors the series. You don't know. It's okay that you don't know this. This is the whole point of this.
Tremors 5.
That's the cover for Tremors the series. In the original Tremors 5, every time you see a Graboid tentacle, that is actually supposed to be a mini Graboid from Tremors 4. So it still has the same thing that which I love, where it's like, oh, you can't even stay safe on the rocks because they'll get you. And even more so because in this original Tremors 5, there was going to be hundreds of thousands of these little mini Graboids. It was going to be an ass blaster breeding ground. And all of these mini Graboids come out and they literally swarm.
Part of Tremors 4, like, what was the most funniest part of Tremors 4? Mine was the part with the cannon.
I straight up love, it's a twofold thing, where Hiram does to the kid, where he eats the gingerbread cake, and he says, anyone can be taken advantage of, and if you can, do. And then it gets turned around on him when Fu Yen fixes his bike, and he's like, word of advice, Mr. Gummer, anyone can be taken advantage of, and if you can, do. That's my favorite joke. Black Hand Kelly.
Really? Yeah. He's like, really, man? Really, Bert? You picked the gun? He picks out this little-ass fucking pistol when he's shooting the Graboid. That shit, I laughed my ass.
Actually, so, like, really? Hold on.
You said pick something that you're comfortable with. And he's like, I did say that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to get it right because it's so beautiful. Like,
But what scared me is how smart those fucking tongues are. Where they ripped out the board one by one. That scared the shit out of me. I'm like, oh shit.
Well, that is the Graboid. It's not just the tongues are like their arms. That is still the Graboid.
The second one, you're in a situation like that. You're sleeping in a barn on the floor, and it's slowly, you don't know it, but a tentacle of the Graboid's tongue is slowly creeping up next to you. That shit would be so scary.
Oh, yeah.
That was when that guy, like the tongue knocked over the Mexican guy's hat. He's like,
oh. Hold on.
What is that? Telegraph? They were using
the telegraph? Yeah. They were laying down. They were, in the middle of the sleeve. They were in the barn.
Oh, yeah. But remember the part where the Mexican guy gets on the telegraph and he's just tapping it randomly? And all of a sudden, the Graboid comes out from under him and he's, like, riding it like a bull? That shit. I was like, hey, yo, he's dope. Look at him go.
Hey,
and then he got away.
I did see your comment, though. Thanks for going back around, Trey.
You talk about the Indian guy where he grabs him and then he, like, but instead of eating him,
No. No. He's talking about Juan. He's talking about Juan the Mexican when they're doing the telegraph and it comes up through.
He didn't ride it. He got eaten.
No.
Trying to do it quietly, and he's like, can you tap so loudly? And then it comes through the floor, and he's on top of Ted, but then he climbs on the beam on top so he can get away. But then there's
I'm talking about, like, on the first one. You know the first one where Guam, the older Guam, was trying to help turn off the refrigerator? And then it comes up, but Nathan grabs him?
Yeah, poor guy, dude. I was like, no, not the travel.
Here's the thing, he's not really dead. With the machine they make it, there's a pocket, and basically what it does, when they swallow him, it just sucks him down into the body, and there's an exit on the back end of the graboid. They actually show it. If you look at how they make it, they made it big enough
Actually, that's not true. So for the first movie, it didn't have a hole big enough to do that. That's not... There's lots of clever editing tricks, but in Tremors 4, they actually did. In the fourth movie, they did that. They built one that had a hole in it, so when Black Hand Kelly goes, he actually goes through the whole thing. But in the original Tremors 1...
Because if you looked at it in the first movie, they only could fit the Chinese guy's leg in the mouth. Right?
It only had enough room for the tentacles.
But in the fourth movie, the whole guy fit in the mouth of the graboid, and you can see the skin stretching as it closes.
Yep.
So you can tell...
No, that's where there's a difference.
I feel bad for all these people that, then in my mind, I'm like, oh, they're still alive. I mean, they're using, they actually have a guy that pulls the Afro guy who's being eaten and then makes a dummy that actually makes it look like his leg is getting ripped off.
My favorite part in Tremors 4 was when the Indian guy takes out the...
Oh, the saw! Yes! Oh!
He goes,
ah,
and he's just pounding
it. Oh, man. Actually, I love...
There's four graboids. He forgot the third... The second one, he was like... He went over there, he's like... It was funny. Instead of the graboid grabbing him, he grabbed the board replica of him. It's like,
oh, yeah.
That shit was funny.
Honestly,
you actually hear the fart noise that comes out of the monster as it spits it out. It's hilarious.
What were you saying, Gojira? Yeah.
The one part in Tremors 4 that was scary also for me as a kid was the little part where the little graboids were jumping through the air and shit. I was like, oh shit,
yeah.
It's come out of nowhere.
That's what I was... Yeah, no, that's what I was trying to say about the original Tremors 5, is that those little mini graboids, they can launch. So instead of having these detachable tentacles that do that, that don't really make sense, it would have been fucking cool to have the actual mini graboids fucking jumping and launching and shit. Ugh.
They call them bullet worms. That's what they call them.
Actually, there's a couple of names. There's shooters... Shooters, Grablets, Mini G's, and Dirt Dragons. That's your...
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it because the funniest part was where...
The guy was running and the freaking thing on his shoes, and he just gets double tapped by him.
Oh, yeah. Big Horse Johnson. Ching, ching, ching.
My favorite part was when it heard a teapot going off, and it grabbed the teapot.
Boom.
And it spit it back out because it was like, this ain't food.
Especially when the guy's like, and even where he's walking off and then trying to find the silver horses, and the guy's right. he's like, I know you went after this guy, and then he hears a scream from him getting sucked in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the horses disappeared. Oh, my God. What scared me was the one in the mines where that guy got grabbed.
Oh, his head?
Just took his head off.
Dummy. I kept thinking that was real at first.
It is a dummy. That's actually the stunt supervisor.
That scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. I was like, oh my god, he's
guy with his head ripped off.
Bye-bye.
I was like, oh, shit. Well, when Sci-Fi got a hold of it and created those other ones, that's what made it more scary. Is when you had Sci-Fi into it. Sci-Fi is the main reason why Tremors was so good. They had the actual animatronics, but they also used Sci-Fi too.
They should remake another Tremors movie, but more like a horror, where it's
More scary. They're actually coming out with Tremors 7. Tremors 7's coming out.
Okay, so you guys really got.
Guess who's coming back?
You guys. No, okay, you guys have really got to go backwards and listen to everything that I've already said.
When I don't think that one's actually coming out because I've been waiting for that for a while and it hasn't happened.
No. All right, hold on. I don't mean to, I have to pull rank here in a way and let you know what you're in on. I am probably the world's commiserate absolute expert on Tremors. You're in on a podcast right now. You're on the 36th episode of a podcast called Talking Tremors. And it is all led by me, 100% led by me. I have done the research. I know everything all behind the scenes. What you both are talking about is actually, I will tell you everything that you need to know. Firstly, is in 2018, there was a Kevin Bacon-led Tremors pilot that was shot, all footage done, everything set, ready to go, and Universal shelved it because they wanted to make more money off of the tax loss. If you have ever watched the movie The Producers, this is very similar to that. The reason that you won't see the new Batgirl movie, very similar to that, where it's like, it's better for them to write it off as a loss. Now there's that. Now we have a second thing coming up here, where there was a reboot planned with the guy who made Dave Made a Maze. Bill Watterson was actually working on this reboot, and this actually just got canceled. This got canceled. I knew 2 months ago, but it has officially become news about 2 weeks ago, and that one's now out the door because what's really working on here in the background is that there's a team of people called Stampede Entertainment, who made Tremors 1, Tremors 2, Tremors 3, Tremors 4, Tremors the series, and they wrote the entire script for Tremors 5, all of it with storyboards and everything. They got kicked out. They got kicked out. They got completely kicked out. They wrote all of it. It was all their idea ever since the beginning, ever since 1985. They got kicked out. I've been working in the background to help them get their copyright, their IP, back to them. And so what's happening, and this is the reason that you're seeing Kevin talking about wanting to do more, is that the conversation is now being had that the OG crew of Tremors, and we're going to have Kevin Bacon and Reba McEntire actually just gave an interview yesterday talking about wanting to be back on Tremors, and even Michael Gross, and this is, we're going to cast John Bernthal as Mikey Bassett, Earl Bassett's son, and we are going to bring back the original four people who made Tremors: Steve S.S. Wilson, Brent Maddock, Nancy Roberts, and Ron Underwood, and they're all going to make Tremors. And this is all happening in the background.
I don't think he's alive. I've looked it up. He's not alive anymore.
Who?
Bert Gummer's not alive anymore.
So Michael Gross is alive. And in fact, Michael Gross was only written out of the series because Universal didn't want to pay him anymore. And they got tired of him trying to hold continuity in the background. And so they went like, all right, Michael, you're gone. Goodbye. And that's where they started right.
If you get rid of the legend who actually was he knew the only guy who knew a whole lot about Tremors. And that's the reason why he was so. That's why everybody loved him, because he can't die. I mean, literally, he survived being swallowed to death. He got swallowed 4 times and came back up alive.
Well, that's.
So, if you watch the series, if you watch the series, he got swallowed because the guy was like, he's like, shh. And then his phone goes off and he gets eaten.
Again, you don't... You don't have to tell me. Like I said, I literally run a Tremors podcast. You don't have to explain to me what happened in the movies. Like, I can quote them for you if you would like. And so what's happening is that now in the background, and especially since there's a Tremors Film Fest coming up here, and this is where the testing ground, they're testing the waters for this idea, is starting to come out, where we're going to bring back all the original cast, we're going to bring back the original crew, and we're going to make a Tremors TV show where we left off from season one. This is all happening in the background. The only way you're going to know about any of this is if you're watching my podcast. I don't mean to be like, you got to go back a bunch of episodes, bro, and start at the beginning. And there's a lot to learn here. Steve S.S. Wilson, I've actually spoken to Steve S.S. Wilson. Him and I have a correspondence. He actually emailed me 3 times yesterday. The guy who created Tremor. Do it. Who cares? Who cares, man? Who? Even more so, I love this is a... Just do it. Just do it. Because here, this is what Tremors has taught me. Just get out there and do it. Do you love Tremors? Make something. Just do, I just made this podcast. I made a Tremors movie called Tremors Far Afield, and I actually sent it to Michael Gross, who plays Burt Gummer. And he watched it, and he absolutely loved it. And he said it reminded him of growing up in Fort Marion, Iowa, and it was one of the most enjoyable Tremors movies he's watched in a long time. And so I have a Burt Gummer approved Tremors movie just because I took my wife and her and I, we went out there and we just made one. So just fucking make one. You can make one.
I think I found out what the Grabos are based off of. They took what's called a Goliath Beetle larvae. That's where they got the armored head from. And then they used the body of the grub and they actually just made it like a giant version.
So you're actually...
Looks like that.
Well, then you're not wrong. So the guys that made the description of a graboid was written into the script, much like it's a slug with a mouth that opens up like a flower. And then the guys at Studio ADI, who are Alec Gillis and Tom Woodruff Jr., who you know from, they created the new King Kong and Godzilla movies. All the monsters you see in that, that's all them. They made Aliens, the new Prey movie. That's all them. In fact, the Predator and the new Prey movie, that's all them. I'm actually leaving some stuff out here because they've done so much. These guys, oh, Starship Troopers, they made all of the monsters in that. These guys, they look at real world things. And you're actually quite right with the Goliath Beetle for the head and stuff. And then the grub.
If I was the designer for the Graboid, I will actually redesign the original, but make it 5 times more scarier.
How?
Keeping the original design. How? I'm thinking of it, I've actually been drawing Graboids. I don't have a picture of it, but I've been working on one. It's based off a giant mutated rhinoceros beetle larvae, but with the 3 jaws.
Ooh.
But with actual legs, and it can move. It's armor plating. So now, if they edit it into the movie, they're going to have to work a little bit harder to take it out, because it has, instead of just the armored head, it has an armored back.
You know what? Actually, TikTok Graboid just said, here.
It's 90 feet long.
No, so you actually have a great idea. So here's what you do. You know Mixmaster from the TV show?
Yeah.
Use that.
Yeah.
Use that and create a new Graboid. I have a Graboid design that's my personal, I would love to do it, is I want to make a shrieking Grab Blaster, which is a shrieker, a Graboid, and an Ass Blaster, all combined into one. And you can do that with Mixmaster. So if you want to make a Graboid, I mean this, I totally mean this, where it's like, if you want to make a Graboid that has all those features, fucking do it, man. Like, that's my whole,
design like that. I have a thing, and you know how, like, they make robots or stuff? What if there was a robotic mecha Ass Blaster?
But do it.
Actually, I think I worked on
it. Do it.
Oh,
there's a good one. No, this is the thing that I'm trying to teach people, is that Universal has bragged, we can sell an empty box named Tremors. And that's what they did with Tremors 5, 6, and 7. That's why they kicked out Stampede Entertainment. And so my whole thing is, it's like, all right, so you can sell an empty box named Tremors. How about we get fans to fucking make it? How about we get fans? What is your empty box named Tremors? What can you fit into it? What can you make and get out there and do? That was why I made my Tremors movie, was because it was like, I mean, if you guys can fucking make shitty Tremors movies, fucking, I can make a shitty Tremors movie too. Fuck you guys. And like went out there and did that. Like, so it's like, I'd love to, man. I would absolutely love to. Ooh, Ghidorah and Godzilla, nice.
And then Mothra, you know everybody likes Mothra and Godzilla, right?
Like me, yes.
That's not.
Surgical bullet. This is the answer to your question, surgical bullet. No, that's what I mean. So the whole point, my shrieking grab blaster idea, like these are, they're extensions of the spikes on it, but then they also have a webbing in between. So then it can expand and end up flying like an ass blaster does, and then has, this is more of like a rattlesnake, like defense mechanism. I got to show the YouTube people too. And actually my one thing on this is that I would make it just one tongue, one really big tongue. But then, yeah, so the whole point is that this is a worm that can dig, but then it can come up out of the ground and shoot up into the air and fly, similar to how I would picture, like, a Chinese dragon. Like, that's my, like, my thought on it. This is the shrieking grab blaster that I made with Mixmaster. Oh, my God, there's, these guys have taken a completely different evolutionary path. Oh, whoa! Sorry, fucking dope.
Sorry, that one scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh.
Oh, dude. Okay. Nice. Because that's the other thing.
Very closely, it's also sculpted with a lot of scratch marks on the beak and stuff.
Nice.
I did a lot of work on the sculpt.
Nice. And that's the thing about Universal.
Of Godzilla Earth.
Godzilla.
Yeah. I watch your videos, bro. I see all the Godzilla stuff you send me and stuff too.
Yeah, no, this is where this is where I say the thing about everything. About well, Universal and their empty box.
Hey, best thing if paint I ever use is fine orange trust quality metallic colors. They work only well on acrylic or figures because I found I tried other paints.
And thank you, Trey Bowen. I've always wanted a Mixmaster Graboid. I'm glad you think it's awesome. I'm running three different things, so forgive me. But yeah.
Here's all my Godzilla stuff.
No. Keep making that stuff, guys. Like, that's my biggest thing to everybody. Like, keep making that stuff. Because Universal won't make merch while Stampede Entertainment is alive. There's a huge market out there for, like, Graboids and Shriekers and Ass Blasters and stuff, but they don't want to do any official Tremors merch, because if they do, Stampede Entertainment gets the money. They get some of the money, and Universal wants to keep all the money.
Like in Doom, like, they ruined the worm there. If you look at it, it looks like a giant, it looks like one of those things, the spread, those brushes, it looks like a tube with spikes going in.
Yeah.
It's not scary. It looks like a...
Well, and
like a banana scrub.
I always have to point out that what's great about the Graboid Shriekers and Ass Blasters in the originals is they all have the same beak. You know, they all have that same.
If I would have made my own Tremors movie, just kept the beak design.
It's,
you know?
it's iconic.
I mean, Sand Demon,
yeah.
Where those guys, they're in Iran.
I think that's just sandworms.
They fight these... No, it's called Sand... Yeah? It's called Sand...
And thank
sand
you, Trey.
Sand Serpent.
Yeah, Sand Serpents! That's what it is! Ah, thank you.
That movie should have been in Tremors. That one, it was a better design than the one that Great Tremors had.
Yeah. But no, you can't... I just get so mad when I see the redesign because they take away what everybody looks at, where it's like, that's a Tremors over there with that beak. That beak is so iconic. That's why I hate the redesigned Ass Blaster the most, because it's like, It's a vagina with teeth, and it's just like, and it takes away the cool, the mandible. At least the other two have something of a mandible, and but it's still like there's that four part mandible. That's the big top and the three on the bottom. That's just it's and it's actually from nature. It's actually designed on a snapping turtle. So that's where it's like.
Cold Day in Hell. I love that movie. That's one movie. That movie cracked me up more times than it is. Like he's like, I'm doing my damn self. He comes out there like he's like, quit playing around and shoot the damn thing. He's like, they're just fucking around with the worm. He's like, guys, in there with the shop, but we're gonna do with a golf club. And
oh, nice shrieker.
Wood with a spike on end. And
dude, nice shrieker.
Machete. I mean, I ain't gonna do nothing to these worms. But I like how they did the worm in Africa, made everything a little bit bigger than they did in America, because it makes sense. Everything is bigger in Africa, so it made sense. But what scared me is how that motherfucker launched itself out of the ground compared to the one in the first movie.
I hate
that
it.
That scared the shit out of me.
I hate that part. You can be scared. I hate that part.
The motherfucker starts launching his ass, and that's how you're supposed to kill somebody. Not a fucking toy with your brain.
You can like it all you want. I hate that part so much. That's the jump the shark moment for me. No, it's not that it did scare me, but it's more just like, imagine an elephant being able to jump that high and jump like that. You know, it's a little easier for a whale because a whale has buoyancy in the water, but there's no buoyancy or anything on land. So you're literally like, there's the physics of that jumping out and doing that is just.
Well, if you look at the attribute of the body is not the same like the one in Graboid. The African Graboid has a spiral form, so that's.
The
spike things are a lot thicker, so it's able to spin. So when it touches itself, it spins in the air. So basically. That's what it makes it in the snow.
I appreciate you trying to give it logic, but there's no logic to it. It's rule of cool. That's kind of why I hate it, is it's just a rule of cool thing.
If you think about it, when they make movies, there's a thing called the rule of cool. It doesn't need to make sense.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And that's where I kind of hate it.
In the old sci-fi movies like Basilisk, the Terror of the Sword, those movies scared the living shit out of me. Was the pterosaur? If you ever saw the pterosaur
I'm trying.
Where the guys like walking, they're just.
I'm trying so hard.
Just see the bodies get slammed.
Has anyone here has ever seen the movie called Loch Ness Terror?
Nope.
Yes. Have you seen the Black Lake Monster? The one where it's a giant freaking snakehead.
Thanks, Ruin.
Oh no, I haven't.
I got sent boxing.
God, that movie scared me too. They even made Jaws look bad.
Well, this is what I gotta say. Like, you're wanting Tremors to be scary, and I kind of have to point out that's not exactly the point of Tremors. Like, the horror is there, but there's a Tremors is a parody of monster movies. So really, your number one thing should be. How do you flip the script? How do you keep it funny? How do you keep it human? Actually, that's always it's human horror. Like, sure, there's lots of scary stuff in it, but it's not.
You want to feel the terror of the characters, what they're going through, you know?
What do you mean? Michael Gross. Hold on. Tell me, do you think Michael Gross doesn't like the Tremors movies? You just
said. If you saw where he was laying there and automatically he just jumps up like this, he's fucking terrified. Because he's remembering all the shit that's been happening in the first movie, the second movie, and the third one.
I just thought you were saying the actor.
He had a
I thought you were saying the actor Michael Gross doesn't like the Tremors movies. That's where it was like... I thought you were saying that the actor Michael Gross doesn't like the Tremors movies. And I was going to be like...
What?
But no, and in a point of fact, actually, Bert, I would disagree. Bert loves fucking Graboid Shriekers and Ass Blasters. Yeah, he may be terrified.
No, that's kind of bad.
Again, you're just catching up to what we've already been talking about for the last hour about that. Kevin Bacon has every rhyme and reason. Like, that's... You are coming in on a lot.
Kevin Bacon was filming the first movie is where he got a phone call where his wife was having his kid, and he just bolted out the door as soon as they cut production, and he's like, okay, I'm out of here.
Actually, this is... I said this about... So here's what's cool. I said this about an hour ago, but the scene where that phone call happened is actually the scene where Walter Chang is getting eaten. And then he got a call while Walter was getting eaten. Hey, Kira's having a baby, and he booked it.
I didn't know that.
No, that this is what I said. You like you guys are coming in on the...
scary. It wasn't so scary, but it was more funny than scary.
Like, that's where... I'm trying to take the lead here as much as I can and be like, yeah, guys, you're on, like, the literal greatest Tremors podcast that there is. Like, I know everything.
Oh, I understand everything.
I know. I'm more just like... Oh,
I know
you. I'm more just like, oh man, you are coming in on a history here, bro. You are seen what? It's funny because it's funny to me because it's just like I love him trying to like tell me things I don't know.
Full of acid.
Oh, Planimal.
And
it just melts your face.
I mean, can you imagine just walking and then all of a sudden you look down like, what the hell's that? And then...
No, that would be...
And then it's funny, the freaking monster itself is about 5 miles long.
Oh, yeah.
And the main monster what was so funny, the fucking guy who was running, he's like,
Larry! Larry! Hey guys! Hey! Yeah, you know? Yeah, I just pinged your signal off the satellite and, you know, look, there was a big old distinct radio broadcast and what did I find? There you are! Ha ha! You are without a doubt the luckiest son of a bitch alive. I have to say, Larry Norville is actually one of my favorite characters in all of Tremors. All of Tremors. But I got this question for you. Hold on. I got this question for you. If you were in the Tremors universe, I want you to look me straight in the eye and tell me you wouldn't do exactly what Larry Norville does. Because we all would. Nope. You're all excited to meet your heroes. Nope.
If I saw my friend get evaporated by acid, I'm staying still. I'm not moving.
But Larry hadn't seen anyone get evaporated. Nope.
You know, when they're on the rocks and he taps it with the thing, I'll be like this. I'll be cheating the motherfucker. I'll be like, stay poking it.
But in terms of story, Larry didn't see anyone get acided, so he's just living his life in the moment. You know that you can't use that.
Did he know that there was something wrong with a plant that could spit acid, though?
No.
He knew that beforehand.
Nope, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Well,
nope.
I think the way he was running, he was running the opposite way, so where it just
If it weren't here's the thing, though.
No, he was running through it.
If you see a big red-looking thing in the middle of a field, don't go near it. Why would you do that?
He didn't see it.
We got plants today that does this shit.
Actually, see that? And there's
a plant now.
He didn't see it, though.
That wraps around goats. Don't tell me that reminds you of fucking Tremors right there.
It does. But he didn't see it. All of the roots were underground. They hadn't found the big bulbous one yet. He didn't see it. He was just running across the field. Not a care in the world. Just saying, man.
I know.
No.
You're like, that looks weird. It looks pretty dangerous.
They actually
hadn't
found it yet. They did their fan out. They had their walking sticks.
That's what I'm not those people. I don't fuck around and find out. If I'm being chased by a damn shrieker, I'm running like a motherfucker. I'm not sticking around to find out. If I was that guy who was running upstairs, I would run, I would literally jump to the top part, I would have to climb a freaking pole and wait until that fucking leaves.
I would go on my garage and start struggling with my chicken saw, bro.
But they found out, they can't sense you if you're above.
For the YouTube people, you should go to TikTok.
And when they're closed,
this is insane.
But when they open up, you're fucking screwed. That's why people are like, when the cage... He knows it's there, but it closes and then goes back to its normal stature.
I don't know, because right now I'm at a scene where the guy just sprayed himself with cold stuff from the fire stuff.
I knew that.
And he's walking right past him, and they can't see him because he's cold. But as soon as they're cold, they're able to see his body heat. So you gotta think about it. If you can see your body heat, you're screwed unless you have a heat blanket or you spray yourself with a fire hose. Like, see here, look.
Oh, I know exactly. I can see it in my mind.
I've seen it. Well, the reason why they saw him is because they were putting off a lot of heat when they screamed. So basically, the whole freaking garage was heated up. So basically, it didn't really work good enough. Because if they would have stayed longer, if he would have stayed still for too long, he would have been dead.
So
yeah, he would have been screwed. But see, look right here. See, the one looks directly at him. Doesn't see him at all.
So here's a funny...
One in the box is cracking me up. Like, I'm laughing at the one in the box. He's like... No, that one right there sees him.
No, it doesn't, because he's cold. It couldn't see him at all. He was that close.
Watch when he gets close to the truck. And
here's the thing: when he was getting to the truck, the stuff that he had on him was melting off. That's why they were able to see him. They were starting to melt. See, watch his pants. His stuff starts falling off.
So
that's the only reason why they're able to see him.
I gotta interject here and point out something hilarious. So, this wouldn't actually work anyway. That's not how CO2 works. And in fact, several fans actually pointed this out. There's a Stampede Entertainment Facts and Questions site that you can go to. And fans have been submitting questions for the last, 20 years. Yeah. And Steve answers them. And somebody... And somebody.
I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
No, and
I don't think it's
even
right here. Like,
and so somebody pointed this out, and it was like, okay, that's fair. So they actually do a thing in Tremors 3, where the guy tries to CO2 himself, and it doesn't work.
But it didn't work.
And that's a reference to how this actually wouldn't have worked. So that's where I'm saying the whole these new movies, you have to.
Yeah.
There's a referential thing that you have to do. You're always making fun of what you did before, seeing what you did before, twisting and turning it. And for Steve and the team to go like, oh yeah, okay, you're right. I guess that wouldn't have worked. Then to put into 3, oh, a guy used that and then it didn't work that's a great hilarious moment of actual clever. It's clever shit. Like, that's good writing, folks.
Yeah, well,
fooling one time, but they get smarter each time.
Oh, that has nothing to do with the fooling.
I had a reason why it worked in the second movie. It's because if you think about it, it's an old warehouse, and it probably wasn't a very old, like, CO2 fire hydrant. Right? But in the newer days, yeah. In Tremors 3, it's more modern day, where they changed the product.
Oh.
Where it doesn't stick to you, so that's my theory about it. Like, maybe they updated the
formula.
CO2 tank. Yeah. So it doesn't make you cold, but it just covers you in that foam.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help at all.
I actually like that theory. That's a good theory.
I felt bad for the two people in the van. Remember when they were trying to close the damn van?
Oh, I feel bad for Otto. I don't feel bad for that bitch, man. She fucking got people killed, bro.
Well, I feel bad for the guy. He was just on the corner. I mean, the guy should have lived. The one behind her should have lived. But the woman, I hate her. Who would got the body?
It's just similar to Jurassic Park. It's similar to Jurassic Park, but they wanted to weaponize them. In a way.
Like Bert said in the first and the Code Danielle, he says, "Graboids don't make good pets." And he blows it up. Like, I mean, it makes no sense. Like, and they cage them. Like, what's that? And they use a freaking plastic cage.
Oh,
and they
hey, Trey. Out. You switched.
And you're
hey, Trey. Cool. Sorry, someone just switched from the YouTube to the TikTok. I'm running like three different things right now, so don't mind me. My head's all over the place.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry, I noticed that. I noticed you looking from one screen to the other, and I'm like, he's probably really focused on a lot of stuff, bro.
Yep. I got, technically, the YouTube Live is over here, too. I got questions and stuff over here.
Oh, wow.
And then I got my regular camera, in case this all fails. And then I have a fail-safe over here, so that way I've got the recording. And then I've got the mic up here. With this to make sure that everything's, I got you guys sounding board right. And then, because all this ends up on the podcast, I got to do a whole edit of all this jazz and make sure that it, make sure it sounds good.
Yeah, when you were talking about 412, like, I felt bad for Blanco. I was like, he was trying his best to help out. He wanted to eat the people too. I was like,
you got to think about it. He didn't get hurt. He just.
He met his match.
It is true, Trey.
I mean, 412 is cross and had a
very true.
Similar to what Scott.
Listen to my other episodes.
That's the reason why it
yeah,
sped
so
it up.
Technically, when he ate him, he tasted nail, so he just puked him back up and went on his merry way, pretty much.
I felt bad for the horse. But the guy, the Indian guy's horse, I felt bad. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That horse should have. Yeah. 412 is a menace.
Again, I don't blame him. I blame Bert.
Season coming at him full speed.
And what's funny is, what's worse is you create a monster that can see through the freaking wall.
Like Superman. Yeah.
Terrible. What's nothing wrong with taking a good idea from a comic book? You literally, again, if you want a quote, you should just wait for me to do it. God, we all three just did it, guys. Jesus Christ. I need to watch Piranha, I think.
I love Piranha. I mean, that one had more gory, bloody content than Tremors combined. I mean, I kind of felt bad that Tremors didn't get that much gore in it. That.
But you gotta think about it. If you think about in some of the Tremors movies, there is some minor gore, but it's not heavy. Because
yeah.
They didn't want it to, like, traumatize people, if you think about it, because they didn't want it to be, like, a full-blown...
Well, thanks, Trey.
Nope.
Well, it does, but...
When the lady got sucked down, that's what traumatized me. I'm like, oh, shit.
But,
like,
but Gojira...
I mean, like, when I saw that movie.
But Gojira is right, actually.
The way they pulled that damn car into the ground scared the living hell out of
me. Yeah, it did, but you have to look at things subjectively, all right? Those things are scary, But there's a level of, like, they're not trying to traumatize you. You're doing a very real movie, so those kinds of things have to happen. But the gore and the super horror isn't there. Like, I see people all the time that are like, we need an R-rated Tremors. And I'm like, I think that Tremors is beautiful in that PG-13 sweet spot of trying to figure out how to do that stuff. Because then all of those movies are PG-13, but they're still scary. And that's like, it's not about gore. It's meant to scare you.
Yeah. It's not over scary, you know?
Yeah.
Remember Jeff from the one who got eaten? I felt bad for him. The crunching noise scared me, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, he's literally losing his legs.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you're not like, it's not overtly in your face trying to like, look at, we're Freddy and we're fucking slashing and everything, guts going everywhere. It does a real good.
Like Piranha, where people get ripped into pieces all over the place. There's blood everywhere. But Tremors is, like, minor. It's not too heavy, but it's, like, enough to get you, like, oh, that's not good. You know, it's kind of like that.
It's mental gore. One of the...
That's what
we're trying to tell you here, is that that's the fifth and sixth, that's the seventh, that's Universal not knowing how to actually make a Tremors movie. And that's where Tremors is the Stampede Entertainment team knowing they're trying to make family-friendly horror. Like, and that's a very, very narrow road to walk down. And in fact, 4 does what I think is one of the most horrifying, gory, scary concepts of all, but you don't see anything. And it's when that guy gets hit by the mini-Gs, the little graboids, and one of them grabs his arm, one of them grabs another arm, and one of them grabs a leg, and then takes him down, and you just see him go down, but when you think about it, you're thinking, well, oh my God, that guy just got ripped apart underground. His arm went one way, his other arm went another way, and then his leg, that, he got ripped apart under the ground. And then even, like, Megan in the first one, when the car gets sucked down, she's still in the car. The graboid reached in and grabbed her and pulled her out. She might have been slowly breathing and drowning to death or whatever. It hurt her, and it reached through the windows and grabbed her and killed her anyway. And you don't see it. No. You don't get to call her, you don't get to call her dumb because she did not know the rules. She was just reacting to a situation.
She didn't know that it hunts by sound.
Nope. You don't get to call her dumb for that. That's not fair at all. And that's where, and then.
He's the one that's just wanting to fuck around to find out.
Well, so there's a. There's a level of, like, that guy was dumb. But
I think she was smart enough to know to hide someone, but I think she would have been safer on the brick house that was being built.
Nope.
Being in the car.
Nope. That was, they didn't even, no, they, it wasn't brick.
Think about it. You look back at that house that they were building. It had a wooden floor.
Yeah.
That thing could have came through the wooden floor.
They didn't, and listen to the specific line. We can't do it to, the cinder blocks are in. They have to go get the cinder blocks for their foundation. There is no foundation on their house. It is just wood. Boom, nothing.
Exactly.
And that's where people have pointed, they say, well, why didn't they stay at Burton Heather's? Why didn't they stay in the basement? Well, first of all, it crashed through the basement. So if one can crash through the basement, another's going to be able to just the same, and you're slowly just going to run out of ammo. Let's say that you get up to the roof and you carry all your ammo. There's still graboids, just like they were doing in town, crashing through the basement. They're just going to bring the house right down. They're
a super solid cement. It busted through the sand, but it nearly killed itself.
No.
Knocked himself cold.
No. Because that...
Full speed into the brick or cement wall.
Cement wall.
And it killed itself.
With rebar. With rebar. And there's and the people point that out. Well, why did the cement wall kill it, but the basement didn't? The cement wall is a cement wall with rebar in it.
But
Bert and Heather's basement is just block. If you're a contractor or construction worker, which I am and I know this, that's not as structurally sound. You can push through that. It's like Legos. It's the difference between punching a wall of Legos and punching a board. It's going to be easier to punch the Legos because they're segmented. There's tinier pieces. So that's they would have absolutely destroyed Bert and Heather's with no effort at all.
Who was the guy that got stuck on the pole? I forgot his name. But
Edgar.
I think he was by far the smartest, but he should have had at least a gallon of water.
Do you mean the little turd?
No, Edgar. He means
talking about the guy on the first movie.
Edgar. And
I think he's by far the smartest one.
Oh yeah.
Something with him to drink.
But he didn't know he was going to be up there. All of these things you keep saying, well, why didn't they do that? They didn't know. You have to look at it, and the movie does a great job of telling you the rules and showing you the rules that, like, okay, well, that person didn't know the rules. Like, that lady, she didn't know that it was attracted to sound. Edgar didn't know that it would wait there all day. All for three to 4 days. You know, that's what kind of creature does that sort of a thing? You know, there's...
just showed up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Nobody was ready for it.
Nope.
Nobody knew they existed. Nothing. So it's like, they didn't know what was going on at all until they found evidence of it.
And then they could start to react to it.
I was just shocked how they built a sand trap for the bulldozer in the ending part of the movie. That was like...
They get smarter.
And Kevin Bacon's like, what are they doing?
They dug a trap.
They just get smarter, man. Smarter and smarter and smarter.
I just laughed at that part because I was like, the girl was like, gotcha, bitch.
Well, the best part is where the kid was like, no, man, they're too fast. You can't outrun them. No way. And then he says, Melvin, this will change your mind. Gives him a gun, but it's not even loaded.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, we're coming, you asshole. And he's like, he's running, but he starts to shoot. Nothing comes out.
Bert, you asshole! There's no bullets in this thing! Got you moving, didn't it?
Yeah, no, that shit was so funny.
I
always... You know, Kevin Bacon, the way he knocked to the left, and that rubber knocked off the cliff, it's like, you fucking sucker! That one made me laugh, like... And then you can literally hear the screams from the worm as it's like he knew he fucked up. This is the first time. Wait for all three of them to chase him towards the cliff and wait for them to come right up, then move to the side. That way you wouldn't get all
three. But if you think about it, if there were three left and one of them, they could have just did this. Two graboids would have stayed at the rock while one chased that one guy, and if he killed that one, another one would come at him. So it wouldn't work. There would be no way of getting all three of them to go through the same wall that make them fall to their death. It's impossible.
It's all...
It's funny that last one was smarter than the rest.
They
learned from their mistake.
Yeah. And in fact, Stumpy learned the most because he had already tried to eat their truck and saw what happened. That's him... Getting his tentacle ripped off made him extra wary of anything those people could do.
He was going for revenge because of...
Yeah, in essence.
But the workers, everything about it, too. Like, I felt bad for the workers, the ones on the road. Like, I was like, oh my god, please, they don't deserve to die. Yeah, they didn't believe them, but...
Think about it. The part where they're trying to fish with the bombs, after they blew up one, after it ate it, the one with the missing tongue realized that its friend just got blown up by eating this. So that's why it spit it back out at them. Because it learned from its other one's mistake.
Yeah.
So it's smart.
I got to point out, too, do you know the foreshadow?
I think the original Ass Blaster was my favorite by far. It looked like a cross between a Spinosaurus. Yeah. The head looked like a Spinosaurus. The design looked really cool. I like the way they did the design on the first. I mean... They kept the heat seeking for the shrieker, but they made it flying, and I'm talking about ass blasting. I just laugh my ass off because, oh, look, it's an ass blaster.
Did you know that that name was created? Did you know that that name was created as a way of kind of punishing the MPAA for making them take out all the swearing in the first movie? So Brent Maddock came up with a name that is taxonomically called an ass blaster. So children everywhere now get to say ass blaster with impunity because, hey, Mom, it's a technical name. Like, I'm just, you know, repeating the movie.
Okay, I'm gonna go, you guys.
Oh,
have a good day, all of you, okay?
Good. Yeah. Thanks for coming, Gojira. I'd love to have you back on. Anytime I'm here, hop on by, buddy.
Alright, you too. You guys have a good day.
Will do. And I'm glad I could make your day with that news about the series, Trey Bowen. Because that's actually, we're so close to that happening right now. I'm really, really fairly certain that there's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. Actually, I've said, Steve and I have been emailing. He just emailed me a bunch, and I've been saving up this one email that I have where I'm like, so hold on, I have all these dots and pieces. You're doing something, aren't you? I know you guys are doing something, because he's let on more than he knows.
See, when you were talking about the one where they were sitting, the truck got stuck, they fell into a ditch, and then the gravel that was on land was making that noise. What were you thinking if you were in that position and that one was making all that noise? I mean,
I'd be like Earl.
That noise scared the hell out of me.
Honestly, I'd be like Earl. Shit. That's just, I don't want to be in that situation like him. It's where I've, Tremors 2 is my favorite, and I really relate to Earl as a character. Larry Norville and then Earl Bassett is my second favorite character because he does a great job with the graboid PTSD. He's been through it before. It's horrifying. And he's just like, I don't want to be here anymore. Get me the fuck out. This is bad. This is bad, 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 bad. No, 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 no. And, yeah, to be stuck there.
Again,
but that's Grady's character. Is he hasn't really faced the adversity yet of having to watch people get eaten in front of him. So he's, to him, it's kind of a game. And there's a great switch up where the first half of Tremors 2, Grady is totally happy-go-lucky and Earl is terrified. But then the minute that, like, Grady sees the arms hanging off the truck, Grady becomes scared now. And Grady is like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And he becomes like this frantic little dog. And Earl goes into hero mode. And he's like, I know what to do. So Grady is only reacting based off the knowledge that he's safe. Like, he's seeing things. He thinks he's safe. They know what they're doing. They're prepared. And, oh, my God, they should announce the new series as the Nike commercial with them running through the desert. Actually, it's a Reebok commercial. You know that Reebok commercial with you two running through the desert? So very cool. You like that, huh? No, I'm reading comments as we go here, Gothra. So I got...
Did you like part where he leaves the radio on the ground? He's like, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Actually, my favorite joke in all of the Tremors movies, every single one and the TV show, is actually a 1-2-3, and it starts with that. And it's, so the radio gets eaten, and then a couple scenes later, you got Grady being like, Vision, Earl! Vision is what separates the average from the... And then you hear the radio, and then even better... The song playing on the radio is the same song they used in the montage, and you hear the words, the lyrics specifically, I see T-R-O-U-B-L-E, it's a coming for me, as it then rears its ugly head and tries to eat him. And so it's literally, like, the radio gets eaten, Grady's talking about... No, that's what I mean. And then it's because it's the, he's literally, it's a meta joke because what separates the average from the... And you're supposed to finish it. You shouldn't have the rest. What separates the average from everybody else is a joke that starts over here and then ends over here and is this great big circle in between, which is radio goes down, Grady talks about having vision, and then the radio comes back with trouble. Then why are you in it at all? If you're going to run away, why are you in it at all?
No. Because you got to understand, they have a 12-foot tongue. They have a 12-foot tongue. That tongue is 12 feet long. If it can reach 12 feet, you have to be at least 13 feet.
It's not. It's a 6-foot tongue. They can't reach. It's got a 6-foot tongue. It does not have a 12-foot tongue. It has a 6-foot tongue. No, well,
I don't, what's funny, they took the inspiration with the tongues from a snake and a hagfish. Cut the barbels. If you look at a hagfish, that's where they got the little barbels from. Yeah.
Okay. I believe that. Like, that's where I was saying a lot of graboid anatomy is pulled from the natural world as a way of making it look like that. That's where I hate the rule of cool. It's because it doesn't make sense. Graboids are about making sense.
What's scary is the tongue noises. The worm noise is scary enough, but then you hear the freaking hell no. The tongue, the whole damn thing makes noise. Like, what the?
Which is worse, the tongue biting you or the tongue wrapping itself around you? The tongue wrapping itself around you. Real question, do you believe they can actually exist? Well, all right.
Actually, it's proven. They did survive during the pre-pre-pre-pre-sing times.
Well,
but they only found a few fossils of it.
So this is my, if you want to get real conspiratorial about it, I mean, it's definitely possible. I don't know, there's a... What I love about the series and what it does with everything is that there's a level of like, well, they go through a hatching cycle. You know, they go through about a 300-year hibernation as eggs, and then they hatch. It could very well be that we haven't seen one yet. I don't fucking know. I can't prove that for sure. You know, you go back 300 years in time, we don't have records of shit. You know, it was the Wild Wild West, and even that's what they do with the Wild Wild West episode. They hide it as a secret. So, you know, if you have little pockets of, like, maybe you just don't know about
it. Type of graboid, it's called the Mongolian death worm, and it's actually, people have found lost clips of a worm actually grabbing a human. There's a guy, if you watch lost video, video of Mongolian death worm, this guy who's on a pool wheeler. His friend was snowman, and the guy actually got sharked in the leg.
Yeah.
He's paralyzed. The guy was up looking for a thing. He hears a roar. He gets dug 5 feet down in the ground. He's gone. His buddy now, who's holding the thing, is saying, if you don't see me, I may be dead. And after that, he gets pulled down under. So...
I'm going to go with the TikTok graboid said. There's actually a worm called the bobbit worm that lives in the deep oceans, and it was actually partial inspiration for the design of the graboids, that it can reach up and grab you, and they're actually known to get to about 3 foot to 6 foot long. They're long, you know, they're about this wide or whatever, but they're still... Yeah, and so, you know, there's a level of like, yeah, that exists, that's there. I always like to point out that there was a time on our planet where we had a bunch of oxygen, and we had gigantic insects. Insects were able to grow to monstrous size and be everywhere. Yeah. Oh, and bloodworms. Oh my God, TikTok Graboid. Fucking bloodworms. Bloodworms are horrifying. If you've never watched a bloodworm devour prey, it's so scary. They're smaller. They're, you know, they're about, you know, 3 foot with about an inch in diameter. And like,
we have a few species of worms that do that.
No,
that worm has fangs itself too.
So. That's where, if you let me go here. The bloodworm, it literally has copper fangs that come out, and it will literally encapsulate and its prey, put them in like a sack, and then slowly drag it back inside of its body. And there's another species of the bloodworm that shoots out this like white proboscis that is kind of like a net, and via that, then it grabs, like a spider does, where it grabs things and holds it, and then slowly brings it back in. So there's these different animals.
You're talking about the velvet worm, right? The way it shoots the concrete-like webbing?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also a worm, there's actually a giant earthworm-eating leech that feeds primarily on worms, and it basically grabs the head of the worm sucks it up,
yeah.
Strangling it.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. That's what I mean. Like, that's exactly... So, yeah. I, you know, in the same vein of... So, there's the coelacanth, which we thought used to be extinct, and then we discovered it in the 50s. You know, maybe there are graboids out there that we just haven't really discovered. I know for a fact that, like, Steve and team didn't, like, know some secret that we don't know about giant worms or whatever. That doesn't mean that they couldn't have accidentally stumbled onto a horrifying truth. Ooh, spooky.
If it were real, I want to be like, nope, I'm done with Earth. I'm moving off.
I'm out.
No more tremors
off.
Hell no.
I'm out.
We got enough problem with war. We don't need to be dealing with worms. Especially when they're 30 feet long. Hell no.
I'm out. No, I'm just like, no, me too. I don't know. That's just, nope. I'm out.
Yeah, see, me and you agree. Like, I don't want to deal with war. We got enough fun with war. Nothing else to worry about.
They is hardcore.
I mean, yeah, they're bulletproof to the point. I mean, if it takes an alpha gun to kill one graboid, a tank would basically be useless for a graboid. Like, really? Because all of the graboids gotta do is dig a 50-foot trench, and that tank is basically useless. And with those powerful jaws, I think it could probably rip the turret right off. That's the reason why they came out. I think I know where they took it from. So you know Snorlax, the Sorlax? They took the top part from Sorlax and made it the beak. That's because the beak has the same.
What?
You don't know who Sorlax is?
I do. I just disagree with that idea that they took that. That's not at all, but that's fine.
No, if you look at the back part of the head, it has the same dome shape like the Sorlax beak. And then they actually just changed the beak to look jagged.
Nope.
But I think if they make a movie, they should add wings to it, like a flying graboid. Now that'd be something scary.
That's just an ass blaster. Again, you need a shrieking grab blaster, folks.
Grab blaster.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah. This is my legitimate idea, man.
That's like a giant, scary version of a bobbit worm. I think you literally just took the idea from a bobbit worm and made it even 5 times scarier.
And your point would be what? Like,
so you just made it terrifying.
That's a graboid anyway. No, this is a shrieker, a graboid, and an ass blaster all combined. That's the point, man. These turn into webbed wings like an ass blaster has, but then it can also walk on land with them too. And then this is like a rattler's rattle. It doesn't really like help propel, but it shoots fire anyway. And then I gotta get rid of a tongue.
If the beak wasn't so flat, like, I mean, it's scary with the tongue, but it'd be cool if it had like think of a seizure. You know, the if you look at a seizure, the leatherback seizure, you see all the papilla in the back of the throat?
That is.
That would have made this robot five times scarier.
That is exactly what they used.
It made it more scary.
That is exactly what they used. You do know, they did it. They did all of what you just said is in a graboid. Look at the interior of a graboid's mouth along with the exterior. It's exactly that. Like, I'm not fucking with you. Like, I mean, like, they do that with a sea turtle. Like, the same thing as it, because they use snapping turtles.
They added arms. Like, you were saying, like, you know, on Starship Trooper, they had six eyes? Like, that would have made the graboid five times scarier.
Why would it have eyes? Why would it have eyes? It's a creature that hunts only by vibrations. Why would it have eyes?
No, the trigger has heat seeking.
I do have a Tremors Underground account. Holy shit. One second. Are you on the Tremors Underground, Trey Bowen? Because holy shit, I didn't think anybody else was using that. There's a Tremors Underground forum account, forum that's been going for like the last 10 or 15 years, and it's still rolling. Holy shit. I've never seen anybody else in the wild. Oh my God. That's dope. I will look for you, Trey Bowen. Huh. I've seen the Tremor Saga post in there, but I've never posted anything, so I will have to be like, hey, let's get up and meet up. Actually, did you know there's a Tremors Discord? That's always the one that I point out. If you go to the link on this TikTok's page on their profile and click the link tree, there's a link to a Discord where everything that you're asking to is stored. Like everything that you could fucking want to know about Tremors. You too, Gothra. If you want to know everything that there is to know about Tremors, when you're done, click off of here, go to this TikTok profile, the Tremors Saga's TikTok profile, and click that link. Yeah. The link tree at the Tremors Saga. Every fucking thing that you need, man. Every single thing. It's got the Kevin Bacon Tremors pilot. It's got Tremors 2 with Reba and Kevin Bacon in it. It's got the original Tremors 5 in it. It's got John Melville's Seeking Perfection book. It's got the guy who created Burt Gummerday, Baby Fark McGee's ex, Imgur profile. It's got the TikTok graboid on it. There's two podcasts for Tremors. There's mine, Talking Tremors, and then there's another podcast for Tremors, Podcasting to Perfection. It's got the Tremors Ouroboros' script, which is what they're working on for the TV show. It's got my Tremors Far Field movie. It's got Steve Wilson's website. It's got the Stampede Entertainment website. You can even go to the Stampede Entertainment website right now and ask Steve Wilson questions, and he'll answer them. His last answered question was February 26th, so he's still answering questions even today. Go fucking...
Do you remember Burt Gummer's favorite word, saying?
He's only said that once in Tremor 6, A Cold Day in Hell. If you're going to say, what's that thing that Burt Gummer says the most that you like, there's only one. Just do what you can with what you got. I know it's not flashy.
I think the third one, he says, I am completely out of ammo.
No, that's the second one.
Says that. He's
actually never said it besides that one time. What you're thinking of is that he says, I feel I was denied critical need to know information in 2, and then in 5 he says, why does the critical need-to-know information never get to Burt Gummer? But then also in 4, there's a flip around on it where his grandpa says, well, I feel I was not privy to critical, most needful information.
Trippers.
Reminds you of your dad?
Find so many ways of killing Graboid. It's not even funny.
You're right, Lord of her grilled cheese.
I mean,
only once.
Like his favorite way of killing it, he uses his he has a bunch of RC tanks that he uses to kill Graboids. And one of them I kind of wish he didn't use. He used the Abram, the RC Abram. To take on one of the Grabos. Like, no, not the Abram. But he packed a freaking gun that went through a freaking concrete and destroyed the only vehicle to get the escape from. I was like, how would I know? I didn't know.
In fact, he should have known, because that's rule 4 of gun safety. Know your target and what's behind it. So he should have known. And that's
where...
But that's not important. Not as important, man. Like, it's not, like, if you end up killing your only ride out of there, it don't matter how cool your gun is, not as important. Just not.
Yeah. I think he packed a little bit too much explosive, because he had C4, TNT, and some other stuff that...
Nitro, yeah, TNT, C4, nitro, high explosive, low explosive.
All the fossils that could have proven that Graboids do exist, now they're gone. Basically, he blew up the girl years of research on Graboids.
Oh, it wasn't years of research on Graboids. It was actually only like a month or two of research, because they had only just discovered that Graboids were at the refinery within the last 2 months. So it was really, once that happened, then she's a geologist on site, so she's going to be looking at different fossils. It's core samples. That wasn't even meant to be a Graboid fossil. She was looking at a core sample that they pull up for oil drilling, and it just happened to have a Graboid fossil in it. So, you know, in all actuality, the thing that you do is that she probably knew where that core sample was, like, extracted from. You just go back out to that site again. Try to dig a couple more core samples. $20 is that you'll find another fossil of a Graboid. That's the science of it.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to it.
Which scene in the movie scared you so bad?
The scariest scene in all of the movies to me is when the guy, Jim, gets sucked underground and you watch him get sucked underground. It's just, that one... lives rent-free in here, because it's the actor does a great job with it, and then it's another example of the practical effects just really shining, and just like you are there watching them struggle. She gets the board breaks, you know, he's halfway under and his face, and he's getting sand in his face and everything, and he's gone, and it's just that fucking horrifying. And thank you, Lord of her grilled cheese. I would hope so, too.
After the thing shot up that piece that it sucked out, he should have known, like, oh, God, there's something in the ground. We gotta go. If they would have gotten the car, drove off, they would have made it out there before the Graboid had sucked him into the trap. Because the Graboid was digging a trap before the guy walked over to the hole where it was.
Really? We know this because we're watching a movie, and we know what's going to happen. They don't. It's not a stupid decision. And like, he even does try. Like, they do start to get out of there as soon as they pull up the cord and there's nothing there. They start turning around and she's pulling him. He's just kind of going a little slower because he doesn't think it's an immediate threat. As he said, there's mines in the area. Something could have caved in. He's not thinking there's a giant underground monster. Just like, yeah. And yeah, curiosity killed the cat. And it really, once the it shoots it up and blah. Then they're like, okay, we need to like go. And he's even like, well, it's like, what? Remember when we were in Yellowstone and maybe it's a geyser. They stink like that. He's thinking it's a natural phenomenon. He has zero reason to think, oh my God, this thing's going to fucking kill me. I got to get out of here. Like, it's not, I can't blame him. And it's still horrifying when he dies.
Die in the lava. Is he still alive? I'm just trying to figure out where is Jim
now. Oh, he got swallowed whole. He got swallowed whole. Digested slowly. That's what we were saying earlier about, like, Tremors doesn't do in-your-face gore. It's about the things you're thinking about later. Like, man, yeah, that guy just got swallowed whole in the belly of a graboid. He's just digesting slowly, horribly. And yeah, thank you, by the way, Lord of Grilled Cheese. I hope your work and your ambition eventually come to contribute to this franchise. It's deserved. I just want this franchise to get what it's deserved. It's clearly, you know, look at Gothra, like, loving it as much as I am. And, like, Gojira when they were in here. You know, people are huge, 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 huge fans of Tremors. And it deserves to be treated with respect. The people that made Tremors are huge, huge fans of Tremors. And they deserve to have their baby back. Like, there's no reason that they shouldn't be able to make more Tremors. And Gothra, again, that's where I would recommend to you whenever this is done.
Oh, follow him. Follow TikTok Graboid. I'm following him. He actually does the actual videos of the actual Graboids.
No, I know. I fucking know, man. TikTok Graboid and I are really good friends. They've actually been on this podcast twice. There's actually two episodes of my podcast where the TikTok Graboid has been on.
Ask him if you want to join. I mean, shoot. I mean,
yeah. Oh, he was here earlier. But yeah, TikTok, if you want to jump in, man. He knows. He was actually in here talking earlier. But yeah, the whole reason that there's the Tremors saga on TikTok is because they saw TikTok Graboid and did it. And then I found out about it through there and was like, okay, like, shit, man, this guy's been, like, going great. And they are, it's not just memes, you do great videos too, man. Like, I have to admit, like, they're really good. They make me laugh every time. And yeah, TikTok, like, it goes without saying, TikTok Graboid is fucking, is a hero of TikTok. Like,
I think I've seen almost all of the first series of the Tremors shows. I kind of wish they kept on making the episodes more.
We're going to. Second season. That's what we're trying to do. That's the whole point of all this podcast. I would recommend Gothra. I'm uploading this to YouTube. So if you want to go back later and watch this, watch the beginning of this, and you'll get a whole explanation of everything that we were talking about. You missed quite a lot. And there's a whole thing happening here with the Restore the Tremor Saga with Stampede Entertainment. We're bringing the original creators back, and we're going to make a TV show, and we're going to be able to go in the past, in the present, in the future, different countries. We'll follow ancestors of people, ancestors of the characters you love. We're going to go everywhere, absolutely everywhere, and finish off what we're looking at is maybe four seasons. We don't want it to run on forever, but it's looking, because we got to have our beginning and we got to have our end. And it's just looking to be good four seasons of content.
Sounds of Silence would be by far my favorite one. Yes, it was more scary than four, but it showed how powerful these creatures are. I was inside his tractor. Even though the tractor had soundproof glass, it was not enough to keep him safe from these things. He died from an exposure to eardrum explosion. Like,
yeah.
The frequency it made, Mach 2 sounds it made, ruptured both his ear, and he bled through his ear, and that's how he died.
Yeah.
The other guy, he didn't make it enough until the guy was surrounded.
Like in The Mummy, he got all scarabed.
And then seeing the pasture full of cows. It's like Burt Gummy. I mean, not Burt Gummy. The guy.
Tyler Reed.
He's the one that created his own park.
Tyler Reed.
He's the one who's like.
Tyler Reed.
He's like.
Tyler Reed.
she's like, and then they go, but she says, after they get their fill of warm blood, after they get their fill of wood, they work on warm blooded animals.
Yeah. Like, again,
that's what scares them.
I know all, Sounds of Silence is actually my wife's favorite episode. It's actually one of my favorite episodes of the series, because I love it, because there's no Bert in it, and yet we still have this town still working together. The Turkadi are absolutely terrifying. It's a great use of the Mixmaster creation, and it's a good story, too. Watching Larry, like, come into his own as the hero, and actually help things with his pop culture references. Like, Sounds of Silence is one of my favorite. Twitchell gets a bit of a, like, redemptiveness to him. Like, I do, like, Sounds of Silence is dope. I'm just laughing that you're literally explaining everything I know. That's why I kind of want you to just keep going on.
Can you imagine the noise from the Turkadites mixed with gravel wipe sound?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me that when I give you nightmares.
Well, so here's another thing, and I haven't talked about this yet, but the real reason, as far as I've understood it and actually worked and processed this on, is that the real reason that Universal stole Tremors from Stampede Entertainment is because of Mixmaster. Do you know what the highest grossing franchise of all time is? It's Pokemon. Pokemon is billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. You have Mixmaster, which is this creation that can turn any kind of monster into another kind of monster and switch, and you can make hundreds of thousands of different horror monsters. All, like, it doesn't matter. Just fucking create shit. And Universal saw this as an idea, and they went, there's our bread, there's our money winner. We can make the Pokemon of horror movies. We can literally go, like, we can churn out all this merch. There's a new monster every single week, and churn out all of this merchandise and make millions and billions of dollars off of it. And so the only way that they could really get that is they had to kick Stampede Entertainment out for good, and let their merchandise ability lapse, and then once that does, and honestly, it's once Stampede Entertainment dies, then Universal can come in and just make all kinds of money off of the Mixmaster creation. You can have cactus horses, you can have squid fish, you can have dogs and cat dogs, you know, literally all of these things that are Pokemon, in a sense, but they belong to a horror franchise that you can then do what they keep saying, we can slap Tremors on an empty box and sell it. That's their, they brag about it in a horrifying way. And so that's what Universal is trying to do, and wait out the clock until Stampede dies so they can take Mixmaster and make a Pokemon level of money. Fucking Pokemon level of money. Insane.
Oh, they actually did where they have Graboids in it now.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
And they have they actually do it with any monster from sci-fi movies. Like,
that's what I mean,
Graboids,
man.
Graboids, we got Godzilla. Now they're actually going to try to implement Godzilla into Pokemon now.
That's what I mean. Like, they just want the money from that to sell merch and do merch.
Yeah, it's saying about Tremor. What is the worst sci-fi movie you ever seen? Mine is Sharknado and Piranaconda.
The Fantastic Four reboot.
Oh, God.
Because, and honestly,
I watch all four movies of Sharknado, and you'll be like, what the hell am I watching?
Oh, but they know their shit. They know their shit. But the Fantastic Four reboot movie is a pretty good movie for the first half. But then there's this time jump that says, like, 1 year later, and the entire fucking script goes shit. And it shits everything that was happening before, makes you so, like, this is just dumb, insulting to your intelligence. And it becomes incredibly clear that this was only made by a studio. A studio came in and hacked it up, reshot a bunch of things, and it then becomes a terrible movie. So my vote for worst sci-fi movie of all time is the Fantastic Four reboot. Because it could have been something good, it had something good in that first half, but then the studio was like, we don't want you to stick the landing because the landing makes us feel weird, and then just butchered it and made it horrible and awful. And I'm even saying that after...
I like the reboot of Critters. I hated that movie. After they made it... You remember Critters, the movie with those flesh and
fucking course I know Critters. So much. I know Critters. Come on. I know Critters.
No, they rebooted it and they made it worse than the original. Yeah. I didn't really care for Critters. They get, like... The first movie, when the original movie, where the Easter Bunny is trying to escape and then all you see the Critters attacking him, like... I thought they were, like, killer... At first, I thought they were, like, killer hamsters at first, when I was little. I was only 4 when I saw it.
I know, but they're great. I love Critters. I can't hate Critters, man. Not gonna hate them. It's a good franchise.
The reboot of Jumanji. I like the original movie of Jumanji. It made more sense in the...
I don't know. I don't know if I like it more. It does a good job, but original Jumanji is another, like... It's Chef's Kiss Masterclass. I'm not going to hate on it.
Yeah. Well, with the plant, the killer plant that grabs it on the Jumanji movie?
Yep.
Did
you know that the people that made all of those in Jumanji are the same people that made the Graboids? That's Tom Woodruff Jr. and Alec Gillis. Again.
Yeah.
No, not yet. Yeah. That they did.
Starship Troopers decided to make a Tremors movie based off of Starship Troopers. What would you do?
I would watch it. As far as I'm concerned, they exist in the same universe, actually.
Yeah.
Made by the same people. Phil Tippett Jr., Tom Woodruff, Alec Gillis.
They're so gory. I mean, like, God. No survivors at all. Like, with Alien Insect Intelligence, is a lot worse than Tremors Intelligence.
You're right, TikTok Graboid. Jeff Goldblum Fly is the fucking best, man. That's some horror. That's a different type of fucking horror, man. Hold on.
Like, those warrior bugs from that movie was relentless. It didn't just kill the guy. It ripped him to the point where one chest went that way, leg went the other way. It's like, God damn.
Don't mind me, I'm messing around. I'll probably be signing off here soon. I'm just looking at things.
Yeah. Fly movie. Oh.
Oh shit. Ah, damn it. Ah. Sorry, dude. I hope you're still there. Anybody else got any questions? Comments? Concerns. I was really trying my best there. Forgive me. Okay, where was I? Hold on. Somebody said something. And I just... Yeah. Again, thank you, Lord of Her Grilled Cheese. I appreciate you. Yeah, okay. Well, Lord of Her Grilled Cheese, like, what's up? Tell me your thoughts. You've been watching. Actually, you've been here the whole fucking time. Give me something. What do you got? You don't have to physically speak out loud. I'm very good at interacting. I'll even read your shit out loud. I mean, yeah. What do you got? I mean, I'll give it a minute. If you got to smoke a bowl, take a drink, masturbate, whatever. You know, it's cool. I'm Tyler Reed, double E. Ear with all your Graboid fighting knowledge. I know what you're thinking. I look a lot like Captain Jack Sawyer. Not shit. Captain Jack Sawyer. He's not Captain. He's just Jack. Desert Jack Sawyer. Yeah, but he's not. So who's here? I don't even know who's here right now. Nobody. Did everybody leave? Am I all alone? I'm all alone. Where am I without you? You for me, you right. Believe in my solo. Hold on. Let me. We're going to try something. Let's end it. Okay. Go. I'm gonna end it and come back. Oh, okay. Stay here, Lord of Her Grilled Cheese. Stay here, okay? I'm gonna end it and come back. I'm gonna try something, all right? Give me 30 seconds. Okay. Okay, everybody. We're gonna do this. Good. Lots of comments. Submit. Okay, hold on. So we're gonna go here. Let's go live again. Let's go live again. Because I think if I go live again, I think it might bump me a little bit. We'll see. Because last time I did it, now it's telling everybody I did it. So let's see here. Because we get up. Boom, 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 boom. I don't mind if we make this a fucking 4 hour. I'll do it. I'll fucking do it, man. I've been warning people. And I've been like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a 4 hour live. And fucking let's do it, man. Let's do it. 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 Let's do it again. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it again. Again. Everybody knows jumping around. Doing lots of things because the graboids are ground. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it again. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it again. I'll do it. I do it. Here we go. In and out. Doing things that crack, crack, crack. Lots and stuff. Bop, pop, pop. I'm a Maniki. I'll make words with my mouth. Do you make words with your mouth? I'll make words with my mouth. And yeah, we'll do it again. Let's do it, let's do it again. Let's do it again. I want you to choom. So we're talking about the tremors now. Here's all the tremors now. Oh my god! Yo! Who are you people? Yo. Love everyone. We're gonna talk some tremors now. What to everyone the tremors now? Hot, hot with the tremors. Hot, hot to hot with the tremors. Hot, 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 hot with the tremors. I'm at a Korean party right now for the YouTube live people. I don't like look it. It's a Korean party. I don't know if you can see it, but like, hello. I don't know what's up. Ever watch Tremors? Cha. Okay, except now we fight. Cha, 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 cha. I don't know. Let's watch some Tremors. Let's get it up in Tremors. Trim, 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 turn up, turn up, trim all over, pan it, to pan up, and dinner again, and dinner, and dinner, and dinner, and dinner. Where are you guys at? Any English? Any English? Yo, Korea. Pump it. I do! Oh my god! Yes? Zhuzha! Hello! We are fighting graboids in Korea! Okay, I see this. Are any of you watching Tremors? There's a giant worm movie.
Do you like the music?
Hold on, let me listen.
Do you like the music?
It's alright. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. Do you like Tremors? Vibin'. We vibin'. Hello. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm dancing at a Korean party. I feel like... I'm Swedish Chef. Smorky, morky, mork, smork. Smorky, mork, mork, jerk, jerk. Dorky, morky, smorky. Nurbish. Shorky, morky, snorky. Okay, I am so confused right now, but I love it. Yes, Lord of her grilled cheese. Help me here, Lord of her grilled cheese. I don't know what to do. Cha, 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 cha. Hey, yo. Okay, this has been the best part. This, oh, we should have been doing this earlier. Yeah, man. Whoa. I am Levi Dylan Burslaff Lutt. Hello.
The tree. I don't know. I can't see your full name.
Oh, I'm not the Tremors saga. We're here for the worm movies, the giant worm movies with Kevin Bacon. Did you never watch them? There's worm movies. There's some worms. Listen, guys, you can't dance. If you keep dancing, the worms are going to get you. They're coming. They're coming for you. You're making the vibrations. You got to get out. That whole party is one long smorgasbord. You have got to get out. I am Kevin Bacon in the Footloose.
There's
Tremor.
Bye. Bye. You gotta vibe with
us. I'm trying to vibe. Lumba da dumba dumba da 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 da. Okay, hold on. Encourage. Hey, Trey. Apparently... Oh, a New Year's party! Happy New Year!
Thank you!
Dope! Oh, yeah?
The party's still on.
That's good! It's a long time to party! I'm in! Vibe with us, Trey and grilled cheese! Oh, I lost! Oh! Darn it! I didn't know we were playing. I don't know how to play. Oh, shit.
Nice game.
Good game. Go. Hello. I've never seen you. What? Okay. Have you watched the giant worm movies with Kevin Bacon? Anybody? Anybody? I know Lord of Grilled Cheese. I'm, this is hilarious. It's all right. You know what? Yeah. I'm in. Okay. Be well, guys. Love you too. What the fuck was that? Okay, that was what I was waiting for the whole time. So, okay, how do we do this? Let's see. let's see. I gotta pick one. Let's see. Businessman Gaming. Let's see if that works. Or Fly High Shade. Daily Life. You know it, Microgreens. Okay, let's see. If any of you in the comments know how to help me with this, please help me with this. This is, like I said, I will do a 4-hour. Oh, I thought it was like you got one. Damn it. I would love one with English. English people. Bing Chillin VR. JBE Clan. Okay, come on. Whoa! Whoa! Person! Yo! What's up? Hello? Are you there, Hunting Graboids?
I'm here, bro.
Do you know about the subterranean menace known as Graboids? You don't? You don't know about... Oh, there's giant underground worms out there. And they're going to eat you up.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes, they're called Graboids. Have you never watched the documentary series Tremors?
You sound like Joe Biden.
Oh, jeez. No, see, Joe Biden is more of a, hey, people, so we're going to... The fiscal of the conservative, we have got to open up the borders and our lives and our minds and our hearts. That's my Joe Biden. Okay. Wow, I scared them off. They were terrified, so they ran away. Okay, let's do this. Okay, who else? We're all about my fur kids. Oh. Hello!
Good.
Thank you. Have you heard about the underground menace known as Graboids?
Have I heard of what?
Graboids!
Graboids?
Yes, giant worms! They're coming to eat you!
No, they can eat my ass.
They will! They will, like, if you make any noise, any sound, any vibration, Graboids will eat your ass in a heartbeat, so don't fart.
Oh, I've been farting all day.
Oh, shit! Oh, no. Uh-oh. Well, let's go. Gonna have to... Yeah, let's go. Let's roll. Have you ever seen the documentary series Tremors?
No. Are you being serious right now? Are you just fucking...
No. Yeah, Tremors. No?
No, I've never heard of it.
Really?
It's about
this guy named Kevin Bacon. Who is like a handyman out in the desert, and he's got a friend named Earl. And they just want to leave town, but then they leave it one damn day too late, because giant worms attack!
Giant worms attack! We're getting them wormies! Where are you from?
I am from America. I live in Maquoketa, Iowa, USA. Oh, don't try to... Oh, my God. It's Maquoketa. Yeah, good. I live in Iowa. That's easier.
Iowa?
Where do you live?
Do you like it out there?
Actually, yeah, I do. I've lived here for, like, 30 years. I really do love it here.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm from Indiana.
Oh. Now, listen. Now, Graboids, they can travel anywhere. There's soft, alluvial soil. Now, do you have any loose dirt or ground around you?
Well, I'm gonna to put them next door to the kids.
Oh, no.
We're in a hotel room and these kids are fucking knocking and shit.
Well.
The worms eat their ass.
Well, you go outside, you get yourself a bell, and you just clang that motherfucker right on the ground as loud as you can. And then when the Graboids come, you know, the kids will still be making noise. You just go quiet. And the Graboids will eat them. Chomp. Chomp.
Hey, can I ask you a serious
Oh. So I've written on it over the years.
Oh.
Hold on.
Can
let
you
me.
Put my name down there?
Yeah, what's your name?
Put M Dog. M Dog. E M D A W G.
M. Okay, hold on. Let me write that down. One second. One second, M Dog. I got a pen here.
My name written on his wall. That's true.
Yeah. What was it again?
It's E M.
Okay. M Dog.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm married, so good luck with that one. But yeah, M Dog. Here, I'll even show you. I think. Can you see
is
that?
She here? Where is she?
She's downstairs.
Nice. Sick.
She's actually. She's been popping in and out of the live because she finds it hilarious that I do this. So, you're in the middle of a.
Join us.
What? Shit. Honestly, I don't. Is she in this? I don't think she's in this one.
What's your wife's name?
Caitlin Marie Lutt Burzloff, actually.
Caitlin, get your ass in here.
Caitlin, you're apparently supposed to get on the TikTok.
Yeah, Caitlin, come on.
She's watching House of the Dragon, so she might not have heard me. We'll see. If she pops up, I'll say something. But yeah.
She's like the worm. She just pops out of nowhere.
Pa! But no, seriously. You've never... I have three.
Three?
Yep.
I only got one.
That's what it is. I don't know. I'm doing this all... I run a Tremors podcast called Talking Tremors, and I'm literally trying to convince strangers to watch the Tremors movies. So that's where... Hello! So, yeah.
Hello!
You've never watched Tremors. Oh, dude, Carrie, you gotta tell M Dog to watch Tremors, man.
M Dog, watch Tremors.
Yeah,
it's Netflix.
It's on Tubi right now.
Tubi.
Tubi.
Tubu.
Tubu. It might be. Honestly, I don't know. I'm not. I have my DVDs and stuff of it, so I don't know where it's streaming at and shit. So, but Tremors. Oh, shit. So you really know Tremors. Exactly. No,
I don't know Tremors,
but
I know Kevin Bacon.
Oh. So you're 1 degree away from Kevin Bacon. Look at that. Booyah.
Yeah.
Same here. I know Kevin Bacon, too, so.
Is he your best friend?
We talk.
would you jerk him off?
No. See, what's funny is that Kevin Bacon's kind of poor, so I wouldn't trust him to give me $20,000. Like, that would have to be an... Like, that would have to be an upfront kind of situation, like, just as a point of fact. And, weirdly enough, out of all the people in Tremors, Kevin Bacon's not the hottest. It's definitely Fred Ward. And Fred Ward is dead, so, you know.
Yeah,
where'd you go? Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool.
So are you cool. On vacation in Indiana, or?
No. We're
in Cleveland, Ohio right now.
Oh, okay.
But we live in Indiana.
Oh, okay. Ohio seems like a terrible place to be vacationing to right now.
Why is that?
The trains. It's right outside our window.
The trains?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, right?
What's going on with the trains?
Carrie, Corey, teach her.
Derailment and the chemicals in the air. We're probably going to die tomorrow.
Yep.
For real.
Then what the fuck are we doing here?
That was my question.
We're like 80 miles from it.
You thought...
When did this train thing happen?
About a month ago.
Well, it was nice knowing.
Don't drink any of the water in the hotel. I'm not... Bottled...
We brushed our teeth.
Oh. Ugh. Bye. You are dead now.
How do we know if we're gonna die? Like, what are the symptoms?
cancer of the everything. No, it's not. I wish I was joking. It's like I am, but it's still like, oh no, yeah.
No, it's really bad. And
they yeah.
transported some of the stuff to Indiana. Like, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why when we woke up this morning, we were all stuffy and froggy.
Yes. I wish I was joking. Honestly, I think three. I technically, this account technically has like 12,000 followers, so I should have way more, but it's three. See?
Nobody cares to watch us.
Boo. I actually had to stop and restart to get more people, but then they all disappeared again. So.
Yeah, that's how we've been
doing. Oh. Just as a trick. Ta-da! Honestly, I was pressing buttons. Like, because there's the host button.
Yeah.
I was pressing. Hold on, let me. I press that now, and then invite different hosts. That's how I found you guys. I don't think you have to be friends. I think you can just find people. I was going to say, I've actually been finding mostly non-American people. I had a Ukrainian and a Korean. I was at a Korean party just about 5 minutes ago. That was really kind of fun and weird.
Hey.
Whoa.
How's it going?
Hey.
What's up? What are you drinking?
Apples.
Well, have you watched Tremors, you son of a bitch? You drinking a Coors? Coors is for boars. Have you watched Tremors?
Well, I hear shit, man.
What? It's your music. Oh, jeez. Have you watched Tremors? Iowa.
Dude, I used to go to Carmel all the time.
Oh,
nice. Nice.
Elevator twice in Carmel, Indiana.
What?
Nice.
So, question of the night. Have you watched Tremors?
Tremors? Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes!
Tremors is my shit.
Yeah! Let's go.
Hey, fuck off.
Let's go hunt some worms.
Ow! Fuck.
Do you got the critical need to know information?
I can hear ya.
Well, you broke into the wrong goddamn TikTok, didn't you bastard? Oh shit!
I'm from Idaho.
Idaho.
Oh whoa!
Potatoes?
I guess so.
We export onions.
Kudaho, Idaho. Smoke up, man. Oh hey! We got a winner.
We got zero.
Booms! Booms! Well, you should watch Tremors. Find Tremors.
How an Xbox controller?
It's on Tubi.
Is that an Xbox controller?
Yeah, I'm playing Spotify on my goddamn
car. Why do you have an Xbox?
I don't want a TV. I don't want an Xbox. Don't worry. That's my boss's.
Well, he switched to PlayStation.
See, I'll bet you differ, ma'am.
I like this hat better. I like this hat. Hey, fuck you, man. I'm fighting underground worms over here. What are you doing? Yeah. Well, you look like a skater boy, cowboy. Cheers. Cheers to you too. Where's the cheers button?
Is that ramen noodles?
It is coffee in a carnival cup. Whoa!
Where are you from?
I'm
from Ohio.
Whoa!
Where?
They're in Ohio. Yeah. How have you been affected by the train spill? Sorry.
Man, this is a weird group of people on here right now.
Have you watched Tremors, sir?
No.
Oh, you don't know about the documentary series that takes place with underground giant fucking worms?
All right, come back out
to you,
buddy.
Oh, man. You better watch out. They're coming for you. I can't protect you in Ohio.
I was just talking about my kid, or my son's condition he has.
Oh no, what condition is that? What condition is your condition in? We lost a person. It's a staring contest, but I have sunglasses.
Moto chick, oh no.
Oh no.
Alright, y'all, I'm gonna jump around.
Be well, I hope your kid gets better. I don't think he can hear me. Oh. Hello. What condition is your kid in? I care. You said you were talking about your kid's condition. I was wondering how things are going.
So, he has a condition called caudal regression syndrome. It's like in the spina bifida family. But it's not, his spine stopped growing at his belly button. So, like, he has his legs there, but he can't feel nothing down there in his legs. Or not, and he also does not have a sphincter muscle.
Oh.
He's always constantly going to the bathroom, so he's got to wear diapers 24/7. So.
Oh, damn. That's
so if you go to my profile, if you go to my profile, look at the same, when my profile comes up, you look at the second video in. That shows my son at the playground. Go check it out. Let me know how you like it.
Oh, I will do that.
Yes, man.
Yeah. Thank you for the information. I hope things go better on that front. It's a lot to deal with. I said thank you for the information. I hope things go better for you on that front. Like, that's...
Not a problem.
Good on you. Good dad, man.
Yeah, he's just built differently, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be his dad, so he is in a wheelchair, and he's getting ready to turn 4 years old. Oh, thank you, I appreciate that. But he's getting ready to turn 4 years old, so go check it out, man. Let me know.
I will do that. I followed you, just 'cause.
All right, man, I got you back.
Yeah. All love to you, bro.
See you.
See you then, dude. Oh. Mm-hmm. Like I said, watch Tremors too. But honestly, what you're dealing with, way worse.
Right, it's all good, brother.
No, No, I'm just laughing. You actually came in with something heavy. I'm here just to get people to watch the movie Tremors. So if you need a laugh, watch Tremors. Funny movie about giant underground worms.
My girls forever. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Miami Mike. Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're getting comments I can't see, so that's what that is. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, bud. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Honestly, I'm absolutely fascinated and interested, so don't worry about me, man. Boom, boom. Oh. And let that cry out, too, man. I can see you on the verge of tears. Let that cry out. I feel you, man.
Right.
I know how that goes. Not mentally, but not actually dealing with your dealing. Like, damn, dude.
It's all good.
Nah, it doesn't have to be all good. It's how you deal with it. That's actually the credos of Tremors. You do what you can with what you got. Bounce around, bro. You're all good, man.
Peace.
Wow. But that is the credos of Tremors. Just do what you can with what you've got. Wow. Is there anybody else out there? Anybody? Anybody at all? I thought so. We're going to end on that because that was kind of beautiful. That was heavy. I like that. I like that. Thank you to everybody, all of the people that have been in the stream, all the people outside of the stream. I've been getting notifications, you know, just thank you to Gojira and Gothra Godzilla for being here. It was hilarious that when we were all like trying to talk over each other. Thank you, TikTok Graboid. Love having you on, man. Lord of Grilled Cheese, Lord of Her Grilled Cheese, you've been a delight, absolute delight. And Trey Bowen on both of them here, just showing up out of different places. And Bread, I don't know who Bread is, but very cool. And thank you to my usual thank yous, everybody. Thank you to the Tremor Saga people for letting me run on their TikToks and their YouTubes. Heavily appreciated. Weird, but appreciated. Thank you to all the great people in my life. My dad, my mom, my sister, and Sean Day, Chantrell, Samaje, Shamar, and Sahil. And yeah, Grilled Cheese, you're still here. Thanks. Thank you. I enjoyed your company, too. It did. You gave me quite a few good laughs there when things were weird. Honestly, I love that we're going to end on that guy because that's a good soul cleanse of just like, man, things are hard and they only get harder. Just live what you can, do what you can with what you got. Wow. And again, always thanks to Stampede Entertainment, Steve S. Wilson, Brent Maddock, Nancy Roberts, and Ron Underwood. Fuck you, Glenn Maddock. Fuck you, Glenn Maddock. Thank you, Michael Gross. There's a Tremors Film Fest coming up April 28th through the 30th. Check that out. There's a great episode of a podcast I just listened to, the Fan to Fan podcast with Josh Pruitt. Give that a listen. It's a Tremors episode. That's why. But they specifically shouted out the Tremors Saga people and stuff, which was really cool. And, wow. Yeah, my heart's really fucking heavy now. Jesus Christ. So thank you, Lord of Her Grilled Cheese, for being here and seeing that. And yeah, I'm not even going to end on, I'm just going to be me. as I end here. Whew.
That was nuts. That was fucking wild. Huh. Wow. Oh, you've been nodding off listening to me? That's kind of good. I don't know. That's cute that you've had me on this long and you're just nodding off, sleeping occasionally. I like to think that my voice is some kind of a comfort. I try to. I have enough of a theatrical experience that you'd think that I know what to do when it comes to this. But man, that last one just fucking... I'm going to have to check that video out. You should too. Oh, thank you, Surgical Bullet. This is only my second time doing this on TikTok. Usually I do it on YouTube. And yeah, one of the guests was interesting. I'm not going to be mean to Gothra. I could tell that there was just a lot of enthusiasm there. And they really wanted to talk about Tremors. And they hadn't gotten to talk about Tremors like that with anybody. So that's where it was like, couldn't help but sit back and laugh. Not really laughing at them, but just laughing at the situation of someone explaining to me what happened in Tremors. It's just funny. Like, did I know? I had no idea. But I had every idea. And that's where, again, if you want to listen to more of this, that's what I should really, like, wind down. The Talking Tremors podcast is on Spotify. It's on Anchor. Technically, it's on all of the platforms. Just look up Talking Tremors. And then there's video episodes of this on YouTube. The Tremor Saga people actually puts it up for me. And yes, the best part of the lives was seeing you get trem sprained. It was funny for me. Like, I was really just having a like, okay, no, I didn't know that. But I did. You don't want to shit on... You don't want to shoot him down. That's why the only time I really did that was with the... I gotta say, the tentacles thing. Because it's like, no, they're shit. And they were supposed to be mini graboids. And it's dumb that they weren't. Everything else, you know, I hadn't... Yeah, I could literally... I could start from the first movie and literally quote all the way through to 7. All of it. Just all of it. It's in here. That was enjoyable. That was fun. And, yeah, I thank you. Thank you for being here, Surgical Bullet. Thank you for being here, Lord of Grilled Cheese. Thank you for being here, Trey Bowen. Thank you for being here, Random Animations 25. I'm so sorry. Like, I can't remember those names sometimes like that. Thank you, TikTok Graboid. And, oh, again, this is my, like, this is where, like, I want it to lead. We get a shrieking grab blaster. Shrieking grab blaster would be the coolest mix mastered monster possible. I'm trying to do like 3 different camera angles. It's glaring off of one over there. So yeah, wouldn't it be cool? And TV show. And it's coming. We're working. Me and the Stampede team. We're working. We're making something. Again, that's where listen to other episodes of the podcast and you'll hear everything that you need to know about this. I have explained it a lot. Although there's some things that I still need to explain that I can never get out. How can you explain a shrieker and an ass blaster? A shrieker reproduces and an ass blaster lays eggs. And one walks, one flies. One has fire that comes out of its ass. The other doesn't. Think of shriekers as the leaves on a tree. And the ass blaster's the seed. And then the graboid is the tree itself. And, you know, they make it. They go around and round. What does the shrieker have that an AB doesn't that allows a blend? Oh. Honestly, the walking, but like, or the ability to reproduce. They don't fly, they glide. Like Rocky the... Oh my god! That was a nice Tremors the series reference! Like Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Never mind. Tyler Reese. Ah. Nice. Thank you, Trey. I'm glad someone was paying attention in Burt Gummer's survival class. Honestly, the thing that would separate it is that it can also do the reproduce thing where it can eat enough and then blah, blah. And then even more so, you would have it be able to lay eggs too. Like the Shrieking Grab Blaster can reproduce by eating enough, and it can also lay the eggs that you need to make more Graboids. Which, more Shrieking Grab Blasters, actually, because that would be what it makes the chicken and the egg situation. And, thank you for correcting me so I could figure that out. And yeah, any last questions? Oh yeah. Oh no, that's where it's like, that would be fucking so scary. And just like, oh man, I would, the thing about it is that this picture makes it look big. I think it would be smaller. I think it would be more velociraptor size is my idea of it. It wouldn't be huge, but it's still big. So that way it can have the swarm capability while still being big enough to swallow you itself whole. That's my like theory on that. If I were to, cause that's what I was trying to tell Gothra, and where it's like we don't do Rule of Cool and Tremors. We do natural biology, something that makes sense, that works in the real world. Because that's what's cool. That's what's cool. Science. Science is fucking cool, man. Like, don't knock science. Science is awesome. And the more fun you can have with science, the better, in my mind. That's where one of the things I love to point out about Tremors 2 is that Steve Wilson went into it in mind of like, okay, so we have a sequel. People expect us to go bigger and have like a queen Graboid. What if we have little smaller Graboids that burst out of it? And then this concept that they came up with of a butterfly metamorphosing, a caterpillar metamorphosing into a butterfly. And just like, oh shit, there's a real world idea that you then use to like, okay, here's why a bunch of little ones come out of it. It's so grounded, so cool. And yeah, definitely go back and watch this podcast from the beginning. Since January 17th of last year is when I first started this. And I have been through hell and back. fucking roller coaster ride all the way through, baby. Witcher King. And honestly, this is where I don't, if I'm going to sell myself, which I don't really like to do, it is funny. I do try to be very funny. While informative, that's my main. If you've ever watched the Kill Counts, the Dead Meat Kill Counts with Zoran Gavojic, that's kind of what I shoot for, where it's like, it's fun and informative. Oh my god, you did? Oh, Trey Bowen said that he listened to my reading of the original Tremors 2 script. Was a lot of fun. What could have been? Oh my god, thanks, dude. Oh, that means a lot. Thank you. I laugh because of that coffee incident that happened about halfway through. Like, every time I was just on an interview, I just did an interview, and the two guys that did it were like, yeah, they had stumbled onto that separately, like at separate times for each other. And they're both like, yeah, you know, like we had seen the script, but it was like, why would we read the script when we can just watch you do it instead? And it was really enjoyable. We love you. Like doing the damn it, Earl. Well, listen, kid, like, I love doing the Val and Earl back and forth, and they enjoyed it too. So that means so much that you liked listening to it. I really appreciate that. And then the coffee spill that happened in the middle, and I had to then do what I can with what I got. That is why there's now a full lid on the coffee cup. I am like Bert, and I messed up, and now I come prepared to make sure that the coffee doesn't spill. So if you see me drinking out of this, it's because of the Tremors 2 episode. Oh, not, you were actually reading it and remembered hearing you had it? So, listening while at work. That's where I don't mind these podcast episodes being like 2.5 hours long. We're almost at
3.5 hours, which is the longest one I've ever done. Because I imagine people are listening at work. That's where I listen to my podcast. This is at work. And, you know, you're just chilling. I hope as I'm being funny and informative, there's a story that I am telling that we get to an arc of at the end, which is one last question. When will we be blessed with the next iteration of Tremors? You know what? I smell toast. I hope that's not a computer frying. I'm sorry. That was weird. I hope that it's in 2025, because that's when this whole rights conversation that we're having really finally ends. And I think that that's the reason that we're seeing a lot of this build up and trying to, like, I'm not having a heart attack, surgical bullet. Don't. I'm good. Oh no, Caitlin's making toast. That's what that is. She's totally making toast downstairs. And yes, the next iteration of, oh no, you didn't, grilled cheese. You smelled toast because you're made of grilled cheese. That's why. Duh. But the next iteration of Tremors, I do think within 2 years, that would be my pie in the sky, I guess. Actually, from what I know, and I'm going to find out more. Like I said, I got to email Steve. I have, like, he was talking kind of strange to me last time, and I was like, I got a question for you. Is you doing stuff that you don't want to tell me? Because I know you when you're doing weird shit. I know the guy who created Tremors, and, like, I can tell when he's, like, trying to hide something. Because he can't really hide anything from me. I'm always telling him things that he's like, oh, you weren't supposed to know that. And I'm like, yeah, but I knew it. So what's up? Pikachu, bitch. To that point, too, if you're watching this, I always got to say, go to Steve Wilson's YouTube page, Real Deal Productions. He just uploaded another behind-the-scenes video of Bursting Bert's Basement. He says wall. I say basement. Bursting Bert's Basement. Where they're finally, like, the Tremors, the Lost Tapes is finally up to the part where we get to see Bert in his basement and stuff. It's very, very cool. Highly, highly, highly recommend Tremors, the Lost Tapes. And, you got Beneath Perfection downloaded too. Oh, dude, I learned from my mistakes with Tremors 2, The Lost Monsters, and man, Beneath Perfection, that reading is fucking solid. Solid like Iraq. Like, boom, I nailed that fucker. And even more so, actually, I have the Kevin Bacon Tremors pilot script. So if you want to listen to that one too, that's another one I nailed, because I knew, actually it was the first one I did, and I knew how important it was, and I read it, and I read it, and I read it, and I came into it. I fucking nailed that son of a bitch. So if you want to know what the Kevin Bacon Tremors pilot was like, again, all these episodes, go back and listen to. Please do. Next iteration, 2025, I'm hoping. I'm really hoping Brent Maddock is all right. And up to that point, Beneath Perfection is the original name for Tremors. It's like, and that was the name that they wanted, but then Universal was like, there was a bunch of earthquakes that happened in Japan, and we want to sell better to Japan, so we should call it Tremors instead. And I wish that was me mocking somebody, and that was an exaggeration, but that is exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. And so they took the name Beneath Perfection out. Like, when you're watching the Lost Tapes, they actually have footage of, like, they have Beneath Perfection jackets. That was their rap jacket, is these Beneath Perfection denim jackets that say Beneath Perfection. And yeah, I agree, Perfectionist is a great name for Tremors fans. I love Perfectionist way more than the Nancy Robert fans from, like, 10, 15 years ago kind of started calling us Tremies. So then that kind of started it, and that Nancy Roberts kind of, like, coined it during a behind the scenes one. And so I sometimes use that, but I love Perfectionist as, like, Tremors fans, because real Tremors fans know that it's got to be perfect. And that sometimes perfect is just doing what you can with what you got, but you're still a perfectionist. It's got to be good. It's got to be worthwhile. Otherwise, you're just selling that empty box named Tremors. And that's one line I don't mind repeating all the time, because I fucking hate Universal for saying that. We can sell an empty box named Tremors. You can fucking eat a dick. A graboid, a buffet of graboid-shaped dicks. Yeah. But yeah, Beneath Perfection was the original name, and it was even on the script. And Lord of Her Grilled Cheese, if you want to listen to me, you can even watch it too, because I take hats off and on and stuff, and it's a good time. Watch me read the script. It's Beneath Perfection. It's on the podcast. It's on the YouTube. Check it out. Good times, man. And contrary to popular belief, I'm not even stoned. I'm not even high. I am stone cold sober these days. So it's just me, man. This shit's just fucking me. Besides some coffee, and that's just a little bit. And yeah, you guys. Any more questions, comments, concerns? I'm going to wrap it up. I already said thank yous to my people. Listen to Podcasting to Perfection. The YouTube is at the Tremor Saga. If you go to the TikTok, these guys have a TikTok link. The Tremor Sagas has a link on their TikTok profile that says Linktree/the Tremor Saga. Click that. It'll take you to their YouTube page, or you can just go to YouTube and click in the Tremor Saga, and boom, it'll be right there. It's always that picture of Val and Earl. That's their profile pic that they use, because it's a great behind the scenes pic of like Fred and Kevin covered in Oreo juice. That's not shit in the sewage scene. That's watered down Oreos, and they're covered in it. And it's this great. They're smiling. It's the coolest fucking thing. But yeah, the Tremor Saga on YouTube. Anywhere, you go anywhere, you'll find the Tremor Saga. There's a Facebook group, the Tremor Saga. Don't be on the official Tremors franchise fans page, because that's run by Universal. I actually do audio podcast and a video podcast. Actually, I did only audio for the first two episodes, and then somebody asked me. It was audio for just the first two episodes. And then somebody was like, hey, you should upload video. And I was like, okay. So ever since then, I've been uploading video too. So you can look up Talking Tremors on Spotify or Anchor. You can go to YouTube, look up the Tremor Saga. They have a playlist of all of my podcast episodes of the talk. It just says Talking Tremors, and they're all in order too. And please check it out. It's a really good time. I have a lot of fun with it. Funny, informative, heartbreaking is really where it ends up being sometimes. They're long episodes. Start from the beginning. And yeah. Or jump around. Whatever the fuck you feel, man. I'm not your mom. Yeah. Other than that, anybody else got any questions? I'll give it 30 seconds there before we really, like, sign off. Because I do. Just thank everybody. Like I said, listen to Podcasting to Perfection with Brett and Hannah Jeffries. They're some great people. Check out my friends, the Independent Thinking Texans. That's the guy that runs Burt Gummer's Subterranean Meme Stash. That's a good one. Fan to Fan podcast. They just did a Tremors episode. The We Have Issues people. Another great one. The Cult of Odd is another great podcast to listen to. Check out Tremors the Lost Tapes. Don't buy Tremors 5, 6, and 7. Buy Tremors the Series. Watch Tremors the Series. Apparently it's on Tubi. Yeah. I don't know. That's it. So if you guys got nothing, I'm going to say goodbye. Au revoir. Au revoir. So long. Farewell, avida saying goodbye. Do 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 do. So long, farewell, avida saying goodbye. You do, I hate to go and say goodbye. Goodbye.